radio station.
This is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
I have spies everywhere.
Doogie.
So what, Jeffrey's balls?
Peter.
Touch it.
Charlie.
He wanted me to take swallowing lessons.
And Jeffrey.
I'm a sexual wreck.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
There we go. Good morning. It is, let's see, Friday, April 3rd, 2020. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is with us.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is with us.
Yo!
We have Charlie back in the main studio.
Hi.
Snitzer is in his attic bunker.
Good morning, everybody.
I do see Jeffrey. We'll get to him here in just a sec. Good morning, Jeffrey. I can probably hear you. There he is.
Rover, you seem quiet.
I seem quiet?
Just a little quiet.
How's this? Is that better?
Better.
Okay.
I'll get to your email here in just a moment. As always, you can give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. You can text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, give us a call, 866-967-6837. I have no idea if RMGTV is broadcasting right now.
I have no idea.
Is it? Okay. Who knows? It's a struggle with this live stream every day. I think that we're going to have to do something about that and just take matters into our own hands like we did with RMG Plus, and that goes through our own servers. We might have to do the same thing with RMG TV because it's just a hassle every day. Just struggling to stop the stream there and then start the stream from here, and nothing works right, and their software doesn't work right, and it's just the whole thing sucks. Anyone leave the house yesterday? I'm guessing, Charlie, you probably, you went into work. Did you go anywhere else, Charlie? He seems to go somewhere every single day.
Well, I had to go to therapy yesterday.
Oh, so.
Oh, essential.
Yes, essential therapy. And so the answer is yes, I did go somewhere. I don't think there's been a day. There hasn't been a day.
Well, I went.
He has to go out.
I would say yesterday doesn't really count. I went to therapy, but it's you call her. You don't actually go to the office because she's.
Oh.
So I drove to a parking lot and sat in the parking lot and talked to her on the phone.
Why? Why didn't you do that at home? Because you didn't want your
My girlfriend listening to my very deep, intimate thoughts. You know, I can't have her
talking bad about her.
She was very mad. She was actually kind of mad that I was like, "Well, I have to go to therapy." She's like, "Oh, what are you going to do? Like, just Skype in?" And I said, "I could, but I'm not going to. I'm gonna leave." And she said, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "I can't have you listening to what I'm talking about." She's kind of upset about it. So,
well, are you complaining about her?
No, but I just don't want her listening. What if, you know? She thinks I'm like some strong alpha kind of guy, and then she hears me, you know.
She does?
Every woman does.
Crying.
When did this start?
Every woman does. So if she hears me, you know, complaining about whatever my minor complaints are in life, she'll look at me differently. So I have to go hide somewhere to go.
So what talk did you spend life. Your time complaining about in therapy yesterday?
I don't know. It's a wide range of topics, you know.
Let's go over them. We could probably help you work through these issues.
We really talked a lot about coronavirus. I mean, that was the main topic of discussion. And if I've
I can't believe this, she gets paid to sit there and talk about coronavirus with you.
And if I have any anxiety over it or anything, you know.
Well, yeah, this makes sense because your anxiety comes from you being locked in places where you can't get out of officially, a lot of times. And now you're...
The government's locking me in, so if that was a big problem for me or not. And that was basically most of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever cried before,
no.
Charlie, during any of these therapies?
No,
never?
Not even close, no.
No breakthrough moment where...
No, I actually wish there was like some sort of breakthrough moment like that where I was like, I just started breaking down and then she goes, you know, you made a big step today. She's never said I've made a big step today, ever. I don't know if I'm good at therapy.
Are you really digging deep in there?
I think, but I don't know what's... there's not much in there. I gotta be honest, there's not much going on inside of me. You know?
You gotta go deeper.
I think I do.
I agree with you.
I think so, too.
What do you think?
Way deeper. I cry every time.
His deepest issue is, Dieter.
Oh, God. Where do you want me to start, Rover?
Go ahead.
There's so many issues.
What do you think?
Oh, God. I mean, is he... dating the wrong sex. I don't know.
That's number one. That's what I'm going to...
I thought he was going to say, is he dating the wrong girl?
Uh-huh. No,
just,
no.
Oh, no.
The only gender is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a big question. His parents, his dad cheating on his mother and getting that divorce?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That didn't really... I mean, I'm, as much as you don't believe it, that really did not affect me as much. Just like how you, like when, you know, you never really met your dad, Rover, like you claim that doesn't affect you at all. It's the same thing. My parents got divorced. Everybody's parents. I mean, lots of people get divorced.
Everybody's parents.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I was old enough. It wasn't like when I was 8 when they got divorced. I was older, like 14 or 15. It really didn't affect me that much.
Well, that's what you think, but
maybe I do. Maybe I need to have a
deep enough on
cry
that.
About it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no, that was the only place I went, to an empty parking lot, and sat there, talked.
I'm just listening to, this is just Jeffrey's mic going on and off, on, off.
Well, it might be that gamer headset I got him. I got it. It's like a $5 headset. It's not the best headset.
Yeah, that thing sucks.
Or is the TV on? Is the vacuum cleaner going?
Put a noise gate on his?
Yeah, no, I'm adding it right now. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
But then when he talks, it'll come in, but that's fine.
He doesn't talk very much.
No, you guys do all the yapping. I just pipe in when necessary, that's all.
Yeah, way back, relax.
Jeffrey, I had to mute my mic and ask my wife. She was nice enough to turn the TV down for us so we could do our show.
Oh,
tell her thank you.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's great. How considerate of her. That's great.
Took her 2 weeks.
Anyone else leave the house yesterday?
I did for a bike ride. I didn't get in my car or go anywhere.
Okay.
I went.
Was it
I
just
think
you,
we're gonna
or
do...
you and your daughter?
Yeah, just me and I left my kid at home. Why wouldn't I take my kid?
I don't know.
No, yeah. We went on a bike ride.
She stole that by the way, which she just said. She gets that from Flatitude.
Yeah, she did.
Totally stole
I
that
was
from
saying,
him.
Shut up. I've
caught myself
going...
saying that, Rover.
It's a great way to speak.
He starts every sentence that way. That's right. Go on, douche.
I think we're going to go do a traveling chalk party this weekend, today and tomorrow, because it's going to be nice.
What is that?
Where we take a bunch of chalk and we go ride our bikes to our friend's house and we leave messages in their driveway that we miss them.
Oh, graffiti, good. Vandalism, that's nice.
Isn't it nice?
It's so lame.
God, I don't know what
her
to
life
what
does
do. I do?
Suck, doesn't it? Oh my God. You know, I thought I wanted kids, but
you have to be riding a bike over to some person's house and writing, I miss you. I mean, right. That's lame.
Yeah, I didn't really mind the quarantine at first because I really just enjoyed staying home. Now I'm starting to feel miserable about it, but staying home still sounds better than doing that.
Yeah. So much better.
Whatever. So that's what our big plans are.
Where do you steal these stupid ideas from?
No, No, I don't know what to do. She's Pinterest, got an assignment.
Charlie, is that a Pinterest?
I'm not a, yeah, all these. All
no,
these,
I don't do that.
I know, like the model section. You didn't come up with this idea. The other models
no, I actually,
came up with this idea.
Maybe she did because it's such a true. Crappy idea.
Oh, it's not even good enough for Pinterest? Mm-hmm.
No, she had a class video conference yesterday, and one of the things she has to do is do something nice for somebody. So we are trying to think, what can we do? Maybe we can leave a really sweet message to our next door neighbors who are older. Like, what can we do? We can write something in chalk so it makes them smile. It's like a smile project.
Just leave them alone.
So then we went riding our bikes. No, just we went and we rode our bikes, and it's like, okay, what? Maybe we could go to our, we want to see our friends. Maybe we could go to their house with our bikes and yell through the window, hi. Mm. Why not leave them a message? So that's how I came up with
that. I actually feel like that could be a growing trend, because I went for a short walk yesterday just around my neighborhood, and I noticed some houses have like doodles and drawings from kids hanging on their front doors, so you can see them through their glass doors, and I feel like that's kind of the same thing as the chalk drawings.
Hmm. All right.
Rover's completely bored. Yeah, sorry.
I am completely bored with that. Anyone else leave the house? Jeffrey, where'd you go yesterday?
I worked at my fence company again, where, like I said, we're doing a lot of housekeeping around the shop in the yard. And my son made a homemade pepperoni pizza for dinner last night.
So they are an essential business, is
that's
what
right.
you're telling me. So,
that's right.
They're not really doing much work outside. It's essential that they get in there and clean up their own warehouse and stuff.
Yeah, just get rid of stuff we don't need, take inventory of what we have, so like when we do return to normalcy, we'll know what we need to order. This is the biggest, stuff like that.
This is the scam with these essential businesses. How is that essential? Explain that to me.
We're a construction company. So
you're a construction company, but you're not doing any construction.
Well, yeah. So either way, I'm working, so that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm. So you are
massive a paycheck.
Stayed 6 feet apart.
So what, Nuji?
Yeah, did you remain 6 feet apart?
Yeah, we practice all social distancing guidelines per the CDC.
Uh-huh. All right. Let me read you some email. Tara writes, I just signed up for RMG Plus on Monday, and oh my gosh, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. This is so entertaining, especially during this quarantine time. Seeing everyone at home with their video cameras is great. I loved the home tours. You guys make me laugh every day. Tara, well, thank you for subscribing to RMG Plus. We do have the Friday leftovers today where we all stay around. I have no idea what we're going to do on the Friday leftovers today because we normally play a lot of videos and we just really don't have the ability to do that from our setup here at home. Bob, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Dooge. Hey, I got a good Roverism for you. You're looking you look nice today, Doogie.
Thank you.
You know how you always say, I'm going to take a break, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you don't say, I'm gonna. You always say, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna get to it when I can. It's always I'm gonna. Anybody ever pick that up?
Rover or Doogie?
Doogie. Rover. I'm sorry, Rover does. Rover says, I just said Doogie look nice. No. For Rover, yeah, he always says, I'm gonna take a break. I'm gonna do this when I get home.
Ina is what I say.
Ina.
Yeah, we all I-N-A. Yeah, we all noticed it, Rover. This is a big problem.
Ina.
You've caught something. They were all just too afraid to bring this up in the past.
You do it so much, we just forget.
All right, it's just in one ear, out the other, because I say it so frequently.
We'd take over
all
the
right.
show every, if we called you out every time.
Has anyone noticed this before? All seriousness. Doogie's nodding her head.
No, I've never heard this.
Ina. I don't think I've ever said Ina ever. Ina, is it maybe I'm...
Well, you're going to
say it so quick.
And I'm going to do this, but you say... Yeah, I'm gonna get to this when I can, or I'm gonna take a break.
I've never heard anybody do that in my life.
I'm gonna take a break. I replace the gunna. I'm gonna take a break. He's got to be listening to a different radio station or something. It's He thinks he's listening to Rover's Morning Glory. He's not. All right. Well, we'll pay attention to that, Bob. Maybe you're on to something that we.
I'll call you.
Maybe.
I'm going to call you when I hear it.
All right. All right. I'm going to hang up on you right now. Thank you, Bob. Nicholas writes, My wife bought a blood pressure machine because she is pregnant and just wants to check it. She asked if I wanted to check my blood pressure, and as soon as she said blood pressure, I started singing Checking Blood Pressure from the JLR parody song. Thank you guys for that. Yes, it is a Jeffrey parody song, which you can get on RMG Plus. We have all of the Jeffrey songs available on RMG Plus on demand. And we also have a 24-hour Jeffrey parody song. That song, Checking Blood Pressure, is talks about how... Yeah, here it is.
She likes plenty of fish. He smells like latrines. They both got hypertension. And though they don't know what it means, they're checking blood pressure. They're checking blood pressure.
Jeffrey, turn that down. You know, in the studio, he turns it down. He never hears them. Is he forced to hear that right there?
Did you hear that, Jeffrey?
Oh, yeah. He can't hear us.
No, not really. I turned my volume down on my headset. So I have to let you guys, so you guys can't torture me. So that's a good thing about the score and data time. You guys cannot seem to get through a show without playing a parody.
We can do it to him.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep. He turns us down, we turn him down. Jared in Albany, New York, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning, Rover. Thanks, guys, for having me back on your show again. So, recapping to the part you guys were talking about essential businesses. The other day I spoke to you guys, I told you guys about how the business that I work for, we deliver bread to all these local grocery stores, and we're considered essential. I hate to say this, Jeffrey, but the construction, it's not essential. It shouldn't be open. The definition of essential should be, minimal amount of companies that are essential, like delivering groceries, hygiene products, maybe even, just a mechanics place.
Keeping your utilities, the utility companies.
Yes.
The supposed list of essential companies is a mile long, and really it's not even that. It's that these companies like Hobby Lobby tried to claim their essential business, or GameStop, and they're just basically lying. There's nothing in these.
There's
nothing in these state regulations that the governor's put down that says that GameStop or Jeffrey's Fence Company or anyone else is essential. And especially if you're essential, it's essential you just clean up your own warehouse, Jeffrey?
I mean, hey, if I'm working. I mean, it's a good time to clean and organize everything, get rid of stuff we don't need or stuff, or just get clutter out of there.
That's the point. You say it's a good time because you're not doing anything else. Therefore, not really essential.
Why not? At least I'm working. At least I'm not sitting on my ass at home.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay. Well, and see, that's all right, the thing, then. Like, you guys, like, when you look at it as an essential business, you got to look at, okay, yeah, you might have something that you could be doing at the warehouse, and you might be able to have something that you could keep you busy, maybe, put some money in your paycheck for, while this whole thing is going on. I get that. And I get, I'm a father of three girls, so, I get it from your point, Jeffrey. I understand where you're coming from. But in a long perspective, you have to look at the very serious amount of issues that are going on right now with this COVID-19. It's killing people left and right. It is putting people in the hospital in ICUs. Right now, we're talking over 200,000 people worldwide are infected with this virus. 50,000 of those people have already been killed. We're talking it's going to reach well over 200,000.
All right. I don't need all the stats. Jeffrey, this is, you're just wasting your breath. Jeffrey's not going to listen to this stuff. He's still going
well,
over
no,
to
Well, no, yeah, that's the thing. I've read all that crap. What I'm trying to say is that we're practicing all social distancing practices, you know, as prescribed by the governor. I'm talking out, Dieter, okay? Prescribed by the governor of Ohio, prescribed by the Center for Disease Control, by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Okay, so we're doing all that crap.
Are you staying 6 feet away from the guy next to you? You're always 6 feet away.
Yeah, we are. Okay. We're always all of us.
So if I called the governor, he would tell me that yes, Jeffrey's fence company is an essential business. The state would not be able to get by without that service that they're offering in this dire time of need.
That's all I'm saying. So
no, I'm asking you. That's what the governor would respond.
I don't know what the governor would respond. I'm just saying what I've been told. So
I know this is what I'm telling you. These businesses are pulling this scam. let's see. James,
do you want to clean your palate with all of this? You just get on a really good start for the day. An email from Dieter.
Okay.
You can read. It says gross picture. This has to be the most disturbing email. If you go into your email, Rover, just go up a little bit.
I'd have to then download. If there's a picture, I'm going to have to download it.
Okay.
We'll skip that for the time being. James writes, after weeks of trying to dodge getting laid off, it has finally hit me. I was just notified I will be getting laid off this Saturday. This whole pandemic has really been getting me worked up. It seems this whole thing could have been avoided. Now that it has impacted me, I am more than upset. I'm effing angry. All this BS we are going through right now because of some nasty-ass, filthy Chinese mother effers. Because their country is an asshole and their way of life is unsanitary and disgusting, we all have to suffer. Their nastiness has wreaked havoc with economies, sickened and killed thousands of people, and disrupted life for everyone on the planet. I think it's time to start a movement. Hashtag nuke Wuhan. F all those nasty ass communists and their crappy way of life. F them. I will be listening to the show on my time off. Your loyal fan.
I have a question.
Yes.
What's the nuclear weapon going to do? It could cause even more problems than it's worth, because if we drop a nuke on China, China will probably drop a nuke on us.
All right.
You have mutually assured destruction.
Mm-hmm. I'd like this guy to go into his closet and see what things are not made in China.
Everything's made in China. So this happened to come from China. We know that the conditions in these wet markets, they've been saying this is not something new. I read a report that was published in 10 years ago saying that these wet markets are a ticking time bomb. So people have known this. Scientists and experts have known this. Now, that being said, someone could get something like this almost anywhere and spread it, a new novel virus. So just the fact that this one came from China doesn't mean that the next one can't come from Alabama. So I don't think it really has any, I'm not upset over Chinese people for this.
They're not taking responsibility. They're not even saying that they started it.
That's the way that China operates. That's why I don't believe their numbers when it comes to people who have gotten this and died from this, because they're
way higher.
They're liars. That's why. Let's see here. Lisa says, Rover, I'm trying to figure out how to watch the main show and the aftermath on an Amazon Fire Stick. Is this an option? Lisa, it will be. We're just still ironing out some various things, and then we'll move on to getting the Amazon stuff. But I've tested it. We just don't have it publicly released at the moment. But as soon as we work some things out, we will. Graham writes, "Yo, Rover, I have a dilemma. My girlfriend of just over 1 year is very private about her bathroom habits, and especially farting. Recently, she started letting out huge farts while she sleeps, which not only wake me, but the smell is next level horrible to the point that I leave the bedroom.
Oh,
she lives in a small DC apartment, so instead of trying to sleep on her love seat, I've resorted to just going home in the middle of the night. Now she thinks I'm cheating, but I can't imagine telling her why I leave. It sounds like a double-edged sword. What do I do?" All right, so he wants to know, what does he do in order to, does he tell her? Do you tell your girlfriend that she...
Yes, I think you have to, because she's ruining your sleep, and she's just ripping farts, so I don't know what the solution is.
So then she'll be self-conscious from that point forward.
That's good.
You don't tell her. Let her think you're cheating. It's better than killing her ego, man. You tell her she has smelly farts, and it makes you want to puke and leave the house. She's going to kill herself. There's nothing lower. Really? There's nothing lower for a girl.
I agree with Snip.
Is it really that bad that... I mean, that sounds pretty... She must save up her farts all day.
Yeah.
You know, like some of these girls... Yeah. My wife, I think, probably does this. She doesn't want to fart, so she holds these farts inside. And then at night, you have no control over it. And she just blasts them out in the middle of the night. Not my wife. I'm talking about this woman.
Right.
Let's see here.
If you can't joke about stuff like that, I mean, what kind of relationship is that?
You're a little bit low.
Way low. Yeah. It's like a whisper level.
Yeah, let me see what's...
Names are always been.
It's old school Snitzer here. He's so quiet. You're like, what?
Yeah, he turned me down.
I didn't turn you down. If
you F with my mic at work. Yeah, I know. I know how it goes.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see if someone else asking about Amazon Fire Stick. We'll see. I mean, it's been tested. EZE writes, "Yo, Rover, there is a video going around of a guy asking Amazon Alexa if the government created the coronavirus. Not only does it say, yes, the U.S. government created, it goes on to say when it was released into the public and why they made it." Oh, yes. Oh, damn it. The government forgot to turn off Alexa. Oh, you caught him. Oh, big conspiracy. Now, I could make a video of Alexa telling me anything I wanted to.
This is so stupid. So the government went out of their way to do all this, and they uploaded that information to Alexa. Right. That's what this guy's claiming?
Yes. And now the government they did this so that we could shut down our economy and then have to pay a bunch of money through all these help programs that they've created for individuals and businesses, trillions of dollars. They just thought, let's create a virus and unleash it, and then we'll have to pay our own money to people who are out of work. It makes a lot of sense. Of course. Yes, yes, yes.
You can make it say whatever you want, because I have a routine on there that, like, when you set a 10-minute timer, it was a joke on my wife, that it says, I ain't got no time for that, Debbie. It's my wife.
Uh-huh.
So every time she does a 10-minute timer, it says, Alexa says that. So you can program it to say anything with you ask it a certain question, and it'll say whatever you want it to say.
Yeah, so I don't think that this guy has uncovered some major secret. I think someone made that and posted that video.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Dougie, what were you saying you wanted me to... Oh, I'm running behind. You wanted me to grab a picture that Dieter sent in? Is that what you said?
I want to see your facial expression when you open it.
Okay.
Because I about crap my pants.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to open it really? Do you want to open it really quick? And do you?
No, I'll come back to it. I do see here that Dumb, our producer, is at home. There he is. Look at him. He's
oh God.
He has an orange hoodie on. He looks like he just looks, you know, I don't
rough.
Know.
Yeah. It's a rough shape, man. Are you okay?
I'm alive.
Okay.
I'm so, you guys hear me all right?
Oh, yes, we can hear you. You had a procedure where they stuck a camera up his pee hole. This is the day before yesterday. Wednesday, I think this happened. All right, so we'll talk to him about that. We'll get to the shizzy. Right after this, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
An iHeart Radio station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Has been issued by the governor.
Don't be mad at the government for making everyone stay at home.
Shelter in place.
Because keeping the RMG crew away from the general public is a good thing.
You're safer at home.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
When you guys poop and you flush the toilet, do you put the seat down on the toilet before everybody closes? I do not close the seat lid. Anyone else?
I'm trying to think about this.
I mean, it all depends.
Charlie, you want to make sure your microphone up. It's up? Just, it's too, okay, yes, there we go. Way too soft there.
No, it all depends. I don't think.
I think I leave it open because I want to make sure that it doesn't.
Oh, you guys are making a cardinal sin here with this. I thought we've talked about this before.
What is that?
That the lid should be down. I don't know what Doogie's story is. I'll let her tell the story, but then I have a reason why.
Fecal flakes fly all over the bathroom.
I saw like a Mythbusters snitz, and when they flush, you know, it causes that circulation. They had like a black light. It just all over the room. Flew. Just flung. Covered like toothbrushes, the soap dispenser, your towel, just
Yeah, but what's the
no, Robert? You can't deny that.
No, I'm saying what is? It's not like people are dropping dead from that.
No, but do you want to be brushing your teeth with fecal flakes? You want to be washing
helps
your hands
out your
with
immune
fecal
system.
Flakes?
I just no one's getting sick from that. So
well, it's let
be
me
such
tell
a
you
tiny
the
amount. All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Jessica, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what's happening?
Hi, Dieter.
Yo!
I'm so glad that you guys have managed to put a show together to keep some semblance of normalcy and help people through their days. I know you enjoy, you know, reading insightful emails, whatnot. However, the guy who emailed in about being racist towards Chinese people is completely uneducated. When we have an idiot for president who goes on national television and says that nobody could have seen this coming, clearly does not respect, know anything about scientists, research, you know, the fact that we've been waiting for a global pandemic for years now. We've actually been overdue. And yeah, does China, do they have a terrible government that covers things up? Absolutely. But the fact that my government is starting to look more and more like China is scary.
Well, Trump will say no one could in their wildest dreams, no one could have predicted this. Well, actually, people have been predicting this. Our own government has been predicting this in various governmental reports for years and years and years now. Same thing with the shortages of ventilators. They've been predicting that. So this is not something that just hit us out of the blue. And look, yes, that guy who emailed, not correct about, look, this, this, various things can start. Africa, Ebola started in Africa. Does he hate all Africans because of that? I'm sure there are various things that have started here in the United States.
To that point, Ebola is actually a river. Zika is a forest. So those aren't people, an entire, nation. And it's not just that guy. It is a movement of people who are so uneducated. And I hate to say it, but maybe, thinning the herd, these are the people who are probably going to catch it. And I feel bad for, the people who don't have ventilators, but I guess America is getting what it asked for.
Well, I don't know if I would go that far, Jessica, but thank you. The chickens have come home to roost, according to Jessica. But I will tell you, speaking of China, their sanitary conditions there are abysmal. I mean, Charlie and I have talked about this numerous times. We've been to China. It is pretty appalling how the Chinese, many Chinese live. The conditions, they have the one little area of Beijing we were in, we were all over Beijing, but they have a communal bathrooms where they're all just going and taking a dump in the middle of the night.
In a hole.
Yeah. And this would be as if you go to New York City and no one has a bathroom in their apartment building, they all just come out, walk down an alley and poop in a hole. We saw this with our own two eyes. We're not making this up. We smelled it with our own two nose holes. It was nostrils. It's no good. Let me see here. Anthony in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anthony.
What's up, Rover? Hey, just watching this morning, and I don't know if anyone else noticed, but I like the placement of your little Mr. COVID guy on the screen. He keeps freaking out every time he looks up at Jeffrey.
That's why he has that gas mask on. He's trying to protect himself from the stench of Jeffrey. Of course, it's not from not from a virus. Anthony, thank you. I appreciate it. If you are watching RMG TV, you could see what he's talking about. There's a little guy in like a yellow hazmat suit. And he's getting freaked out at Jeffrey.
Whatever.
Doogie Hater Dave 72, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Then we'll get to the shizzy. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rover. Yesterday, Rover, people were saying how Gia is starting to look like you. And this has been going on for how old Gia is, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10. But let's settle this once and for all. Let's play Maury Povich, and let's let Charlie be Maury, and let him get a swab of you, Gia, and Doogie. Let him send in the test kit, and then you guys can open it on air. An unsealed package, and Charlie could say, you are not the father, or you are the father.
I love this idea.
Well, I don't think we need a swab from Doogie, do we?
Well, yeah, I think we kind of know it's hers. Gia's hers.
She came out of Doogie, so.
And you were in the room for that, right, Rover?
I was.
And did you cut the umbilical cord?
Was your mom there, too?
And your mom, yeah.
No, she came later that night.
But you did cut the umbilical cord, right?
I did. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And why, Doogie Hater Dave, why would I want to quash anyone's conspiracy theories? I enjoy...
Oh, no, Rover. I always believed she wasn't yours. Now I think you're backing out on this.
Majorly. This is somebody else's defense when they didn't want to do a drug test on the show.
Uh-huh. Think about it. If you do the test and everyone then finds out that she's not his, where's the fun in that?
Right. I agree.
Then you don't think when I post those pictures that I'm stirring the pot a little?
Oh, well, you're doing this on purpose.
Put pictures on, just think about it.
And I find it funny that people think there's a resemblance. It's so funny, but okay.
Well, Rover, I believe she's not yours. I think you're too smart to have a baby with somebody as dumb as Douchey.
Well,
totally.
Do you think? What am I doing? Secretly paying her? Is that what I'm doing? Is that am I paying child support or something?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. God.
Why would I be that dumb? All right, Dougie, well, when you guys broke up, thank you.
You did pay her when you broke up. That's I've never heard a man
that
do that in my life ever in my life. If you're not married, to write a check to an ex-girlfriend ever. So
well, we had combined everything.
Well, I'm just saying. To say that it's ridiculous to be.
A lot.
Why would you pay her child support or whatever? Well, why would you give her money when you broke up too? It's very
because everything was put together for so many years that we worked to get to where we were at that time. That he and I said I was going to leave. I was going to go to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So
oh please,
he
so you paid to keep her
six figures to stay.
Yes.
Her? Oh he right. She's going to go to Chicago. You know her. So she's going to go where? She got a million jobs lined up, right?
Yeah.
I'd pay you $100,000 to leave. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Please, you miss me.
All right.
Wait, did you open up that email? It's so good.
Oh, yeah,
Peter, am I right?
All right.
That's why I sent it.
All right. This is.
Wait, you got to warn people.
Are you going to post? Yeah, you're going to post it, Rover?
Yeah, I'll show it. I mean, I can't get it into the system without looking at it, guys. So I can't give you like a reaction video of this. I would be faking it.
What was your reaction when you saw?
My reaction when I saw this is that the guy who sent it is, you know, this obviously isn't him. He just found this online.
We don't know.
I think the guy would give more than six words as an explanation, but...
He can't type, Rover.
Oh,
there's a reason
why. I understand. All right. This guy claims that his hand was caught in a shredder and that he had to amputate.
Oh!
Come on.
Look at that. Jeez. Snitcher, keep looking.
I am looking.
It is interesting.
Want some ground beef today, Snitz?
It is interesting that, I mean, if your hand gets caught in a shredder, I mean, they're lucky it didn't just keep going up the arm, you know?
It stopped at the wrist bone, but it made it seem like this was his hand that sent it in.
It's stupid.
And that's why it was only six words. Rover's like, why did he type only six words? Because he only has one hand left.
It's definitely not. The guy said, ate up in a shredder, had to amputate my hand. Damn it, man. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm seeing it right now.
Charlie's watching on RMG TV on the internet, so he's on a delay.
Okay, I'm not laughing at this guy because I'm with Rover. I don't think this guy.
No, he made it seem like right when he got out of the hospital, the first thing he wanted to do was send it to me with his one hand, and then I could post it to you guys.
Do you think that's even from a shredder?
Yes. Look at the lines.
What else would it be from?
Well, it's too.
Oh, I don't know.
It's too thick to go through a shredder, but
yeah,
not a paper shredder.
A chipper, I feel like, crushes and crinkles and really mushes. Geez. This is perfectly straight lines going up.
I think he worded it as a feed shredder that shreds up feed for, like, cattle.
You're right. Ate up in a feed shredder.
Ooh, all right.
Shredder spelled S-H-R-E-A-D-E-R. So a shredder.
A shredder.
He's in pain. Yeah. He's in pain, Rover. You can mistype a word.
Whatever a shredder. What's a feed shredder?
He's only working with.
It's like for animal feed, Rover. You put it in for like a cow or whatever, like farms use.
All right. Well, maybe it is that guy's actual hand, but
I think it is. Oh man, I feel bad.
I just did a Google search for a feed shredder. I don't see anything.
I see all paper shredders.
Yeah.
No, I'll keep looking.
All right, Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Sure.
Here we go.
Get a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The 2020 Atlantic hurricane season is shaping up to be interesting, with four major hurricanes that have been predicted along with a higher than average number of named storms.
So she this loves doing these stories. She loves
something
this.
To be concerned about. Well, I can't really do too many coronavirus stories, so yeah, I figured I'd start with hurricanes.
Well, oh man, her and this hurricane season. She lives in the Midwest, and she's obsessed with hurricane season for some reason. And I don't know if you've figured this out yet, but they pull this right out of their ass when they predict the hurricane season. Yes, they do. They absolutely do. They'll go, oh, we're going to have 20 this and that, and then they have 6. Or they go, oh, we're going to have 8 in this, and then they have 22. So it's just, it's pulled
the
right
forecast
out of the ass.
Is for 16 named storms to strike during the season, which is June through November. That's up from the seasonal average of 12 named storms. So think about that. People on the coast, when they're trying to hunker down for the coronavirus, now you have to stock up and hunker down and be prepared for a hurricane. So something to watch with the season. We have a lot of listeners down in Florida too, Rover, so keep that in mind. The president was retested for the coronavirus yesterday with a new rapid use kit, and the results indicate he is not infected. He said he just wanted to take it out of curiosity to see how quickly it worked and how fast it worked. So he was tested again, and he was negative. All right, this is the story that I had teased. So closing the toilet lid is highly recommended when you poop during this outbreak.
Well, you mean when you flush? Because you can't poop, close the lid while you poop.
Yeah.
You poop, you wipe, close the toilet, and then flush before it goes everywhere.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Because during this coronavirus outbreak, according to a report, as a group of researchers have found, that the bug can spread through fecal matter that escapes from the bowl during a flush. So Dieter, before the break, was like, oh, it just makes this poor explosion of fecal flakes. Now these scientists are saying that it can, if you are positive, it can fly into the room and it can maybe land on somebody's toothbrush and then you get the coronavirus. Mm. So why are you, what, you don't think that can happen? These are scientists, Rover. You're not a scientist.
Yeah, you're such a germaphobe too, Rover. How do you not close the lid?
Right.
Because I want to make sure that it went down.
Well, then you lift it up. When you're done, you could, if you want to double check, you can lift it.
If it gets clogged, you lift it up, it'll be like all overflowing by that time.
Yeah.
You have that massive of a dump that when you flush it, just the water goes over the top of the lid?
Sometimes those twigs and berries get, you know, they clog up the system, man.
Prayers are going out for Joe Exotic because the star of Tiger King has been hospitalized. Now, I had told you that he was in isolation because he was sick with the COVID-19.
I thought that he was just... tested positive?
The star has been hospitalized now because of the COVID-19. He was in isolation. I said that yesterday.
Right. Yeah, but so, I didn't know he had it. I thought they were just keeping people apart, or he was sick and they hadn't tested him yet. This is news to me. Okay.
Tom Brady has found his Tampa home, and it comes courtesy of Derek Jeter. That's right. Tom Brady has moved into Derek Jeter's Tampa mansion. $20 million, 30,000 square foot waterfront, and it is absolutely beautiful. I don't know if you've seen any pictures. Can only imagine what it'd be like to live on something like that, but they say that it's all Tom Brady's now. Jeff Bezos has donated $100 million to Feeding America to support those on the front lines for the nation's food banks and those who are relying on them for food. Also, Oprah Winfrey is donating $10 million to various COVID-19 related relief efforts. That is a ton of money. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you can stay home with some box office movies. That's right. Some of you have finished a lot of Netflix shows. Well, to the rescue is HBO, which on Friday today releases 500 hours of free original programs without registering, subscribing, or even choosing a payment method. You may watch binge-worthy shows, Veep, Sopranos, The Wire, True Blood, 6 Feet Under, all of those shows, 500 hours for free. There you go.
All right.
That's the, what? It's 7:30.
What?
You're mad? You want me to go longer? I can do more stories.
No, I think
you're
saying, oh, that sounds pretty cool.
I was talking about your story, you idiot.
That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The Friday Leftovers.
I think I've been
slam it, Jeffrey. Slam it. Come on.
Chug, 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 chug.
Oh, he puked. It up. Come on. Oh, you get two beers.
Become an RMG Plus subscriber to hear and see it at roverradio.com.
All right, Dumb, our producer, is back in the saddle. He's in his home. He's looks like he's rearranged his Superman shrine a little bit. He has other people have emailed me, and they find it very bizarre that he has these photos playing in the background on like a TV. He has a slideshow of just photos of his girlfriend in a bikini, followed by then one of his 8-year-old son or something. Many people have commented on these photos that he has in the background, and I'm looking at them right now on RMG TV.
They're beautiful.
Dumb, when we come back, you gonna tell us how your pee hole procedure went?
Yes, I can do that.
All right. Let me take
it. Am I too loud? I feel like I'm loud. Am I really loud or am I good?
You're okay.
Whoa.
Okay. Sound good?
Why do you feel like you're too loud? I thought you can't hear yourself.
No, I can hear myself. I just have I have to turn it down because this weird hum in this, I think coming off of my cheap power strip that I'm using here. So.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll come back and we'll find out about Dumb's pee hole procedure where they stuck a camera up his pee hole all the way up to the kidney. And then we'll find out, I guess, did they see anything that he should be concerned about? They were worried about kidney cancer, bladder cancer. We'll find out right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Heart Radio Station.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS. Who needs politicians and doctors when you have Rover's Morning Glory keeping you updated every morning?
Hey, are you guys sure about this?
Now back to the show.
All right, a quick update. Joe Exotic from Tiger King, not diagnosed with COVID-19, as Doogie just reported. He is in isolation in a prison medical facility because other prisoners there tested positive for coronavirus. So he's quarantined because he may have had some contact with them. He has not been diagnosed with coronavirus. Doogie, we can't hear you. Your microphone is muted.
There you go. It says here something different.
Why do you mute that microphone, if I may ask?
I do. You ask everybody. Every single person on the show mutes it.
Yeah, but we can't hear you. It gets muted automatically when we go to commercial break. So then it's just...
Okay.
It's if you're going to do it, remember to turn the microphone back on so that we don't have to constantly say, Doogie, we can't hear you. Turn your microphone back on. Thank you. Dumb, our producer, let's see if we have to unmute him or what he has going on. You look like a piano player there, like you're at a place with this long like mic boom arm coming from off camera, and then it's like up in front of your mouth. It's like you're getting ready. All right, everyone, if you'd like to get a request, I have a tip jar up here on the piano.
I could probably put it down lower to where you couldn't see it, but it seems to work better when it's more directly towards my mouth like this versus below. So. Sure.
All right, so Dumb, you went in for a procedure on Wednesday where they rammed a camera up your pee hole, and that's why he was not with us yesterday. So just starting from the beginning, you went in, you were having some pain, They gave you a CAT scan. This is a month or two ago. They gave you a CAT scan. They saw something unusual on that CAT scan that could be indicative of cancer. And they had to check it out. They said, I believe, probably not, but we have to check it out to be sure. And that involved ramming a camera up your pee hole, is my understanding. What happened on Wednesday?
Exactly that. I went in to the hospital, and it was a little different than usual. Not crazy. I mean, as far as there were a lot less people than normal. And then you had to keep your distance from all of the receptionists and all that stuff. They were all geared up with their masks and everything because of everything that's going on. And I went through a little bit more registration. They wouldn't even have me sign the paperwork during registration for consent. They were doing verbal consent and just having the woman behind the desk, you know, take my signature verbally. Or my consent verbally. And then from there, they moved me into the pre-op waiting room. And I think I was in there for, it seemed like 3 hours. I was in there forever.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of waiting, which I thought was kind of strange because I was assuming, you know, the surgeries and everything were down, so it was going to be quicker. But apparently that wasn't the case. Maybe the people ahead of me, I don't know, whatever takes so long when they tell you to be there at 10 and then you don't get in there until 2 or 3. It's just weird. But anyway, I ended up, they finally wheeled me back. And while I was waiting,
what are you wearing? What do they put you in?
Yeah, I stripped down off all my clothes, put them in the bags that they give you. They lock up all your stuff. And
do you have a hard time understanding when you put this gown on? I've gone to places and sometimes like the gown, it's supposed to tie in the back. But then I've been to places and I go, this seems like the gown is supposed to tie in the front like a robe. Were you at all confused? Because this is a great moment of anxiety for me when I go to a medical facility on the rare occasion I have to put a gown on. I go, I don't want to look like an idiot if I put this thing on backwards.
I feel the same way, and it was very nice because I have that same anxiety, but I have to tell you, the group of nurses I had from the beginning, and the doctor too, but from the beginning to the end were awesome. They made me feel, I felt like I was being treated like a 5-year-old from the time I got there to the time I left. They just coddled me all the way through and made me feel so, so at ease throughout the whole thing. It was awesome.
Any hot nurses?
Thank you to all of them. Yeah, a couple of them. Actually, I would say just about all of them were hot, to be honest with you. It was a good trip. So then the first one, going back to the gown, she had laid it down like with the front of it on the bed with the arms out and the ties, so, and she said, so all you'll basically do is just slide your arms in and that's how it goes on. So she instructed me how to put it on. She said, just, you know, basically just pick it up with your two hands, slide them into the arms, and it'll go on like that.
So then it does and tie in the back.
Well, tied around the neck and the back, and then the one in the, like, around the waist, I can't ever figure those out. So I just wrapped it and laid down because I knew it was going to be getting undone anyway, and I wasn't getting back up again. I'd already gone to the bathroom. So I just laid down, waited there for a while, called in and talked to the boys on the aftermath for a little bit. And then from there, they moved me. It was real quick. The guy, all of a sudden, he walked in. He goes, all right, I'm taking you. Let's go. And I basically kind of like, I didn't even have time to text B1 to tell her I'm going back to the procedure. I just said, okay, put my phone in my bag. They put my stuff away and rolled me back. And I was joking around with the guy on the way there. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm such a fat ass. And this is such a heavy bed for you to push up this, because he had to go like up a ramp or something. And he goes, oh, don't worry. There's some 800-pound people that we got to get 4 or 5 people to push these people up these hills and stuff. Oh, man. So it was pretty funny. But so I ended up going into the room, and it was real quick as far as they moved me from the gurney over to the operating table. They laid me back, and it was funny. They go, we're going to kind of be like a NASCAR crew on you now. And all of a sudden, they swarmed. There were 5 people putting probes on, plugging stuff in, wrapping stuff around my legs, just doing all these crazy things
all
at once.
Trying to find your penis.
Yeah, they did mention, like, we're having, I heard that, we're having a hard time, guys. You know, get out the magnifying glass. Yeah. We need the heavy industrial. Call the Hubble telescope, see if we can route that back to find it. So from there, they ended up, they plugged in the stuff for the anesthesia. They started giving me some oxygen. And I believe when they started giving me the oxygen, they fixed my collapsed lung. Because in the middle of them giving me the oxygen, I felt my lungs stop hurting. The pain that I talk about in my chest, it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It was just gone. So then all of a sudden he said, all right, you should be, you know, just take some deep breaths. And I felt him push the mask down on my face a little tighter. And that's the last thing I remember before I woke up.
Wow.
Then I woke up.
Because interrupt you here. When I had a camera shoved up my pee hole, I was awake for the whole thing. Now, they didn't go all the way up into the kidney. They did go into the bladder. And so I was awake, and I got to watch the camera go through my pee hole up into my bladder on a screen right there. And it was fascinating, even though I had a giant... it's about, I would say, maybe the size of a chapstick tube up my pee hole. Even though I had that up my pee hole, they had numbed it, and it was fascinating to watch. You did not have the luxury of watching your own penis be explored.
Nope. And I took great care as they wheeled me in. I looked up at the ceiling the whole time so I wouldn't see any of the cameras or anything that they were about to use on me. Uh-huh. Yes. So the thing is, Rover, I was like you. I was so wrapped up in being worried about the penis camera, I didn't really think about how much the ureter camera, how much that was going to hurt, because that's where the pain is. Obviously, peeing afterwards, it burns like a mother. But afterwards, the pain in my kidney and from my kidney to down this tube into my bladder, then into the spot where my bladder meets my top of my penis or urethra, there's like five spots along the way that just keep hurting.
Ugh.
And it'll cramp or it'll ache or it'll burn. It's been very uncomfortable. The first night was, I had to do, after post-op, I had to do 4 rounds of fentanyl just to be able to be okay to function.
Jeez.
They were starting.
Yeah, my post-op was NADS level. My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't want to say it, but I was so uncomfortable. They were considering keeping me overnight and to be able to keep my pain under control. And when they started saying that, I started lying about how much the pain was because I wanted to go home.
Uh-huh.
So I said, well, is there anything else you can give me that maybe just like that will help that, you know? And they go, well, you don't look like you're in very tolerable pain right now. Because I was literally the only thing I could do was stand and lean over one of the food trays because I couldn't lay, I couldn't sit, I couldn't do anything to get the pain to stop. And then so they finally were like, look, we'll give you one more round of the fentanyl and then we'll give you a shot of Toradol. And that should help. And they did that, and it was like a light switch. I was fine. Mm-hmm. After that. All of a sudden, I was okay. And then I was like, okay, let's wrap this up. Let's get me dressed. Let's get me home. And, I mean, I was still uncomfortable because I got this stent in there and all this.
Uh-huh.
So I went through all that, and by the time I realized it's time to go home, I realized that nobody had told me anything about what had happened with the procedure yet. And then because I was so kind of in so much pain, I hadn't even thought about it at that point. So I finally, a B1 gets me into the car, and I go, do you know what happened? Because no doctor ever came and talked to me. The nurses didn't tell me what happened, nothing. And she did. They ended up calling her, and they told her all the results of what they found when they went up into my kidney. So, good news, guys. You are stuck.
Go ahead. I was gonna take a break there, and
he blew it.
But he blew it.
Oh, what? How do you know? It could be that you're rid of me.
Maybe we
you
are
said stuck.
No, you said stuck. Yeah. I think we're stuck with you. Either that, or we're gonna have to stick you in the ground.
The camera got stuck. The camera got stuck up there, possibly, Rover.
All right. So what did they say, Dom?
No, so I have the growth that is in there is not a tumor. I do not have cancer, thankfully. Yay. So, nice. Yes, thank you. So
what
it was it's just some weird bump in my kidney.
So all this was for
they didn't
nothing.
Didn't even have to. All this was for nothing. Yes,
wasting everybody's time.
They didn't laser it. They biopsied it. That's it. And then they did leave a stent in, and that's what's causing all the pain is the stent in my ureter.
So you have a stent have a in very, there right now.
Yes.
So it's a fissure
it
lines
from my kidney. Well, it's a plastic tube just like Nad's head, and goes from my kidney to my bladder out of the end of the tip of my penis.
Oh my God! So, are you serious?
Yeah, so that's what's causing all the pain is my ureter. I have a very narrow ureter, so they had to really...
Remember like when he had a narrow windpipe? Remember he had sleep apnea, and he's like, I was just born with a narrow windpipe. Now
apparently I got narrow pipes.
You have the narrow urethra and ureter. Is there a ureter? Is that coming from the kidney? I know a urethra.
Yeah, the urethra. Urethra is the tube in your penis that goes from your penis, the tip of your penis, to your bladder.
Yeah.
Then the ureter is the tube that goes from your bladder to your kidney.
Ah, okay.
All so right. That's where all the pain points are, is the where the stent is in the top of my kidney, where it's hitting at the top of my bladder, where the camera got rammed through into my bladder, and then the tip of my wiener.
So... You right now, as you sit here talking to us, it's weird that as I look at these photos that he has in the background are just distracting, but it's nothing but photos of his girlfriend in a bikini, followed by his children, and then just a photo of Charlie, like he's Dom's gay lover or something. Why did you have a photo of Charlie back there?
I got some random just show pictures in there.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just trying to. What would you like pictures of? Just all my kids?
No, just all your girlfriend and bikinis. Girls. Yeah, that's. Cut those kids out. It makes me guilty when we're looking at your girlfriend. Then we have to see your 8-year-old and go, ugh. So right now, as you talk to us, you have what looks to be a fishing line coming out of your pee hole with like a. That someone's going to pull on in order to get this out eventually?
You pull it out next Wednesday on my own. So we could
on your own?
So
oh,
you guys, no. this out. Yeah, so if you guys want to give Lonnie Love a call, we'll see if she wants to come back in for round two of stent removal on Rover's Morning Glory.
Yeah, she removed Nads's.
No, I removed it. You need me to remove this?
We're going to have to send you. Yeah, we're going to send you over to Dom's house. And... Okay. You can pull this out for Dom.
No problem, man.
We'll broadcast it on RMG TV. I've got to take a break.
Now, Dom, was his only in his bladder, or did his go all the way up to his kidney, too?
I think only to the bladder. So you have a lot further to pull,
ooh,
Charlie.
Okay. That's fine.
It's going to be like
starting a
tug of war. Yeah, you know, like you're climbing a rope in gym class. It's just going to be. all right. Well, that's good news, Dom. We were all
thanks, guys. I appreciate
thinking
it.
About you as you underwent this procedure. And I had a look, not that I couldn't have been completely wrong, but I sort of had a feeling it would turn out to be nothing, Dom.
Me too. I really did. I had a feeling there was just something wrong with my, really the ureter, because I just have a hard time peeing sometimes. And I'm wondering if maybe it just, I have a narrow ureter. And that's what it is. It's backed up in my kidney and I have a hard time peeing.
Well, I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
iHeart Radio Station. Set your alarm to Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeart Radio weekdays at 7 a.m.
Make sure you sanitize your headphones.
People were exposed. Had
exposure. They're pretty sick.
These are sick people.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
coming up in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
What are the best single-player video games to play while you're at home? I'm going to give you the top five. This is from USA Today. Top five best video games to play.
All right.
I like that.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Jake in Columbus, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jake.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Nothing. I was calling because I was hoping you could. I'm a new listener from Columbus. I was hoping you might be able to clarify some things for me. Like today, I noticed that Charlie's not on video. And then in the past week or so, I've noticed that Jeffrey's sometimes not on the show. Mm-hmm. And, well, just like Doogie was just saying, like top five. So I kind of have like an idea of who I think, you know, the top five are for Rovers. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, I mean, why are these guys not on the main thing? Because, okay, let's just say iHeart asked me, you know, I mean, like, hey, who would you rank? How would you rank the RMG crew? And so that way we know how much to pay them. So I would have you at top, Rover, obviously, it's your show. And then below you, I would have Jeffrey and Charlie.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Below, yeah, that's what I thought. But you're not even on video today.
Yeah, I know. Well, who's next? I mean, who's below me?
So next would be Dieter and Dom, because that's your producer.
Yeah.
And then Schnitzer and Mattitude.
Mm-hmm.
And then last would be Doogie.
Oh, yeah, I think this is actually
pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate.
And this is pretty much how the pay scale is worked out, right, Charlie?
Well,
is this,
no, I'm actually
number two, number three.
No, not at all.
So the reason Charlie is not on camera is because he's back in the main studio.
Yeah, because Dom had his wiener operation, so yes, I just had to come in for that.
So Charlie is back.
Thanks,
we only have, in this current setup on RMG TV, we only have six slots for cameras to appear on screen. So, and Charlie, the way that the system is set up, and it was really never designed to operate this way. So the camera coming back and forth from the studio is delayed by a half second or so. Sometimes maybe even a full second. And so it just looks weird when Charlie is talking and his lips don't match up with the video. So that's really the main reason why he is not on camera. Now we could change that. Let's see here. We could change to
bump somebody else out. Somebody needs to be bumped. There you are.
Now Charlie
bump.
Yeah, who just got bumped?
See, his audio is not.
It's not matching up.
It's off like half a second or so.
It's all right. It's worth it to see this.
Yes, that beautiful face of Charlie's. So
and just take Doogie out.
Yeah, that's easy. I mean, it's pretty easy, self-explanatory, really, Rover. I don't know why you'd leave her on.
Maybe just a still frame of your face, Charlie. Give me your best sexy face. Yeah. All right. So maybe hold on and
stick your tongue out. Tongue out.
No, I'm smooching, Doogie. Get out of here. You don't know how to be sexy.
It looks like you have to poop.
So maybe we'll just freeze that.
There we go.
Freeze that and leave that up on screen the entire time. So look, I don't know if that's the that is I don't know about a pecking order necessarily.
I would say,
on the
Rover,
show,
that's pretty close.
That's it. That's the way. It
I think
be.
Jeffrey was number two.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Jeffrey think was number.
Found,
born
I think
number
we just
two.
Found it.
What's that, Dom?
I said, I think we just found the pecking order as I disappear from the screen.
Oh, yeah. Dom's not even up here right now. all right. Thank you, Jake. And by the way, thank you for listening in Columbus, where we just started in the middle of this pandemic. It's the worst time to launch a radio show in a new market because you're getting. You're just, you know, there's so much of this coronavirus stuff, and we try to not do nonstop coronavirus things, but that's just what the world and the country is talking about right now. And it's just not an ideal time to launch a show. So I apologize for that. But, you know, I suppose we didn't really have a choice, obviously. So we're making the best out of it that we can. Wayne in Allentown, hey. Pennsylvania. And by the way, we were supposed to be in Allentown. I don't know if they had an event that was planned. It's still about 2 months away or something, so I'm not sure if we're actually going to make it out there or not, because who knows? Things keep getting canceled left and right, but I don't know. But anyhow, go on, Wayne.
Hey, Rover, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
That's great. I love your show, and I love you guys. I love all
Thank you
guys. Thank you. Doozy, that's a different question. But anyway, Gum has a problem with his, I don't know if it's his kidney or something like that. And I have a problem on my lower right side, and I was just wondering what he's feeling and what he's felt, what kind of pain, what symptoms.
Mine actually was the kidney thing. Well, technically, actually, my kidney is nothing at this point. What led me to have my kidney looked at was I was having, like, pain around my bladder area that it was just uncomfortable, and that turned out to be prostatitis. And when I went,
what was prostatitis? That was you got that.
That's
how?
Somehow bacteria got in my penis and traveled to my prostate and gave me an infection.
And the source of that bacteria. What was the source of that bacteria?
Great question.
He did say that it does come from vaginas.
Has a bacteria ridden vagina is what you're telling me.
Well, all women have trillions.
Oh no, but she has a super high level of bacteria.
I don't remember the doctor
off the charts.
Yes,
how much bacteria?
I don't
bacteria?
Remember him saying that.
As Donald trillions, Trump would say, it's all women, bacteria all women, like trillions. We've never seen before.
I'm hearing that she has bacteria. Yeah,
that's
like
what people are
else.
Saying. A tremendous yep. amount.
We
of
don't know
bacteria.
If it's a germ or if it's a flu or what.
Actually,
it is.
Just Charlie.
Hey, Tom, that.
Anyway,
not the bus on you, dumb. But that wasn't from that prostitute you were messing around with, was it?
No, that was about 10 years ago.
Oh,
so
that I confessed okay. her.
All
that,
right,
prostitute
lay dormant.
Yes, confessed her. And by the way, speaking for instance, like of people who are new to the show in Columbus, dumb. Was used to be married. The show took a trip to Nevada, and Dumb cheated on his wife with a prostitute in Nevada with 15 years ago, and we just learned about it maybe 6 months ago. All right, so Dumb.
As far as the pain in my kidney area, the pain I'm having now is more associated to the procedure I just had. Sometimes I have lower flank pain on the right. But I don't know. I need to talk to them about the lower flank pain that I'm having. Like, because what I'm feeling now is the same pain that I kind of normally feel, just on a bigger level. So I'm wondering if my ureter is so narrow that's what's causing this pain that I'm having in the middle of the night. Like, if I need to, if I have to completely cut off liquids at a certain point in time because it's backing up into my kidneys or something, and that's what's causing the pain.
Wayne, why do you have such a pain, Wayne, that you're curious about?
I have pain on my lower right side, and if I sleep on my right side, it hurts, and, it's just very, very annoying, and I was just wondering
Mine would hurt more when I'd lay on the left and it would kind of crunch the right side. You know what I mean? Like how you kind of squeeze the right if you're laying on the left. Yep. So that's where my pain would be more so.
Wayne, why have you not gone to the doctor yet?
I had so many operations already. I'm just kind of putting it off, just trying to see what the hell I can find myself. But what happened was I was thrown with a machine and I landed on my back. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And they said that was my vertebrae. I screwed up my vertebrae, and right now
if I may ask, how were you thrown from? Like, what do you mean you were thrown by a machine?
I was doing a trench with a trench digger.
Oh, okay.
I caught a big rock, and the machine picked me up and threw me backwards, and and landed on my back, and I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't even turn. I couldn't even walk. And I went to the doctors, and they took x-rays and stuff, and they said, you messed up your vertebrae and you should be all right. But I still have this pain where I'm standing there and if I'm standing or walking, if I turn it a separate way, it's similar to the pain I had when I was thrown, but they don't think it's anything to do with my inside. So I was just wondering what thumb was going through.
But, well, Wayne, you might also want to check the bacteria levels in your wife's vagina.
Yeah.
They could be high. Like, I'll come over if we do make it out to Allentown. I'll come over. I'll inspect her vagina for you.
Yeah, not a problem, man. You can do that.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. God. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Today is Friday, April 3rd. What happened this day in history 24 years ago? It was 1996.
This would have been... All right, don't tell me. 1996. April 3rd. Would this have been Oklahoma City bombing?
JFK Jr.
What is it, dude? Is that am I right?
Yeah, 1996, the Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski.
Oh, Unabomber.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
You had your nod in your head.
Yeah,
I knew it. I saw you nodding your head. You thought it was the same thing.
I did. My bad. The Unabomber was finally arrested. Remember, between 1978 and 1995, he sent 16 mail bombs across the country. He killed 3 people and wounded 23. He's serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole.
Speaking of him, now that we're all binge-watching stuff, there's a pretty good documentary on Netflix about him that I watched. I liked it.
By the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski?
Yeah, it had interviews with his brother. And it had some audio tape of an interview. I think the only interview he's done from prison. It was really interesting. I liked it a lot. Interviews with his neighbors up in the cabin.
Yeah, what's it called?
Oh, boy. In His Words, maybe? I can't remember. I'll look it up here. I'll let you know.
Remember, he wrote that manifesto, and it was basically an anti-technology manifesto. And that's who he started targeting. He would target like a random computer company executive and send them a bomb. Interesting.
Yeah, that was
bit. There is, and maybe they covered this in the documentary. But Dieter, you like The Sopranos, right? On HBO.
Of course.
The Unabomber sent so that's a real house, the house where The Sopranos lived. They rebuilt the interior on a set. I think the pilot they actually filmed in the house. And then we're going to move forward with this series. They rebuilt it as a set, but they would still continue to film some exterior shots there at that home, which is in New Jersey, I believe. Two houses down from that home, the Unabomber sent a package and killed a man. Two houses from the Sopranos house. I believe that might have even been, if I remember correctly, that might have been his first actual death.
I believe you're right, Rover. Good memory.
What year did he do that? While Sopranos was on?
That was 78?
No, he was after that. Yeah, he was active mid-70s. Go ahead, Deuce. I'm sorry if you know the actual dates.
No, he started in 78 and then continued, but he did wound a lot of people and killed some people, too. So yeah, I don't know the date of that.
Injured a lot of people before he had his first murder, and that's kind of what the part of the documentary was, the evolution of his bomb making and his manifesto, and how some scientists or some people think that his manifesto is actually like good, and some people, like outside of the bombing he did, think he's just one of the most greatest minds of our generation.
No, I didn't actually read his manifesto. I just know it's a anti-technology. What was he getting at with that? That technology is going to take over, and we're going to lose humanity.
We've passed the tipping point, and we've already become so reliant upon technology that there's no going back. And we were are destined to become slaves to technology.
Well, I know,
right?
I don't even think Kaczynski, he didn't even, I mean, maybe he foresaw it, but it didn't exist. iPhones didn't exist at the time. If he was worried about technology, imagine what Ted Kaczynski would see right now, where you go outside and just people are staring at their phones. You go out to dinner and a couple are, both of them are just staring at their phones, not communicating with one another. He would really probably be upset now. But what is he proposing? That we all live in rural cabins with no electricity like him?
I didn't read the whole thing, but essentially it took a cutoff. I don't think he actually has a solution. I think he's saying that we've gone too far. We've passed the tipping point. It's all coming. Start preparing maybe for what's coming. I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing, but I'm just saying that there are some people in it that think it was correct and right on point for where we're at. But so if you want to watch it, it's called Unabomber in His Own Words. It's on Netflix.
All right. Doogie, go on.
So events that are in July are now being pushed back. How about the Democratic National Convention that was supposed to take place in the middle of July in Milwaukee? Well, now the convention has been moved to August 17th. Who knows if that will even be something
frankly,
that people
do they,
can do.
Do they even need that? I mean, the whole thing, that's just a show. Back in the day, you would go and these delegates would vote, and that's how you'd get the nominee at the convention. But now everyone knows who the nominee is going to be. Do you really need to get all those people together? I think the answer is no, but it makes for good TV. It's free publicity. The networks and news networks cover the entire thing. It goes on for a few days, speech after speech after speech after speech. And so I guess it's a way to get your message out, but there really is no need for that, for all those people to get together.
This is a dumb question. Do the Republicans still do one?
Yes, they do. But
they're scheduled for August as well.
Yeah. All right. Go on,
Doogie. So we might have to move both of them or cancel them altogether. Florida today joins more than 30 states out there that have statewide restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. The governor there ordered the restrictions finally, which calls for Floridians to stay at home for the next 30 days. They only can leave their homes for essential services or activities. All right, an Amazon delivery man in Maryland really put the P in Prime, and he got caught on camera doing it. So a week after an Amazon driver got caught spitting on a package, a different driver was caught on a customer's doorbell camera peeing in the driveway. After dropping off a package on the front steps, the driver returned to his van, which was parked in the home's driveway, appeared to check if the coast was clear, and then took a leak.
Is that
it appears
that
the driver
Rover, your house, you want a guy peeing in your driveway?
I don't want a guy peeing in my driveway, but it's not like the guy is constantly peeing in driveways, and he's a serial driveway peer.
You
I think
go
these guys
sometimes.
Are under a lot of pressure, and the way they make money is by delivering packages. You said this was an Amazon, so it's not like UPS. It's different. I think you're probably paid per package. This guy's got to put food on the table. He's got a million packages. He's backed up. He's in a rush. He doesn't have time to go somewhere and stop. I don't think this
is. You have
a
bottle?
Well,
you have a bottle in the truck. You could go in the back of the truck.
All right.
I'd rather the guy knock on my door and go, hey, do you have a Gatorade bottle that I can borrow instead of peeing in my driveway?
Yeah, I think if he gets paid by delivery, that just makes it worse, because you got somebody like a UPS driver, and they don't have time to stop to go to the bathroom because they have a quota they have to meet, and they can get in trouble if they don't get all their packages delivered or whatever. This guy's just going to make, what, five less dollars?
Cause jeez. Wow. You got a potty mouth, man.
Wow, all right. Literally.
By the way, that is supposedly one of the words that you cannot say on the radio. I don't think anyone's going to be fined for saying that in this day and age.
Let's just not.
He said, He says it a lot, Rover. Every other word.
Yeah, let's.
Can somebody throw a synonym out there for me? I'll use another word.
Oh my god! Well, you can. How about you not talking?
You can say pissed off. You can say pissed off, but apparently, as a bodily function, you're not supposed to say that on the radio, which is so ridiculous. Look, if that's what my show gets fined over, Flatitude, I'll back you up for that.
You'll pay the fine,
my man.
I don't know if I'll
So it's open season on the P word, or
who's going to say it first?
All right, let me end this.
I don't
USA
care. You guys can consult with Sass Keith. The last time I said consult with Sass Keith, little backstory here. So Sass Keith is our operations manager, and he runs all of the programming at iHeart for this. I don't know if it's this region or just this market. I don't know anymore. They're always shuffling things around. And so I think it was a few weeks ago, Charlie wanted to work from home. And I was working from home. I had a cough. And it was right at the beginning, before there was a stay-at-home order. And so I stayed at home because I didn't want... I wasn't like Doogie, where I just want to come in and cough all over everyone like she does. So I stayed at home and worked. Charlie started crying that he wanted to stay at home and work.
No. All I asked was there and you weren't. I asked, what is the plan? What are we going to do? And that was literally what I said.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I said.
So he started crying that he wanted to to work from home. And I said,
you can go back and listen to the show. I asked, what are we going to do?
I said,
I was with him. It was me, Dieter, or it was me, Dumb, and Charlie in the room when Sasky.
Well, hold on, you're jumping ahead. I haven't even said this.
Usually, I don't know that you're supposed to talk right now.
Yeah, you're not. I'm not.
I haven't even told the story yet.
I didn't say anything.
I was there in the room.
No, I know, and you're lying.
So Charlie was crying about having to come into work, and I said, well, talk to Sass Keith. I said this to him during the show. You can talk to Sass Keith about it. I don't decide who stays at home, who does this, who does that. So Sass Keith came down, my reports from Doogie, by the way. Sass Keith came down after the show and freaked out on Charlie and was yelling at him, going, do you have something you want to ask me about? Huh? Huh? Ask me. Do you want to ask?
Oh, like a fight? Yeah. Like a confrontation?
No. Yeah. I don't know. Were you there, Dieter? Did you not witness
Snitzer,
this?
I'll tell you who's there. Snitzer, Dumb, and Doogie, I believe, were all in the room, and he's started yelling. Do you have a conversation you want to have with me or something? I'm like, and I was just kind of like, no. I was just wondering what the plan is, and he was seemed upset.
He was very confrontational.
He seems like he wanted to have a fight with me or something for some reason. That's how I felt, and I wasn't trying to have a fight. I was just like, I just didn't know what our plan was. It's like, the plan's been outlined and everything. And I was like, I don't know what that plan is if this gets worse. And Doogie, you can take over from here. I feel like
every manager is trying to fight you. Ballrag, Sass Keith, Hotchkiss.
He didn't want to physically fight me. No. He didn't want to physically fight me.
Right.
He just wanted to have an argument. And Doogie, what did you witness?
I thought I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Go ahead now. I mean, at this point.
Come on.
No, it was odd because, and I think I even, Charlie just sat there like he was almost going to cry, and I think I said, no one's trying to cause any problems. We honestly, if the plan has been put in place, you probably talked to Rover about that. Nobody knows, and we just asked a simple question, what's the backup plan? Because we didn't know. Everything was starting to shut down, and I don't know if he didn't.
Well, Charlie had brought it up on air, and I think he felt... in my opinion, the way Charlie had presented it on air is he felt like Charlie was saying he wasn't being given good enough direction from management, and which I don't think that's what Charlie was trying to say.
Oh, I think it is.
And
sounds like it.
I don't even think Charlie said that. I think Charlie
Charlie was insinuating that Sass Keith, our operations manager, is an impotent leader. That's what he was.
No.
Obviously.
Oh, geez.
Insinuating, yes.
Oh, geez. All right. No, it was the only strange the strange thing about it was he came in and it was started as kind of a normal, calm conversation, and then it went from 0 to 100 very quickly. It was, that was what I found most interesting.
Well, I think
about
that. I guess Sasky probably went down there and was expecting that Charlie, now he's down there, he's expecting Charlie, who's just wondering this, he's going to bring it up. And then does
bring it.
Bring
it on.
And then Keith was probably like, wow, this guy is.
No,
just,
I did bring it up. He said,
you brought it up first?
Yeah, he said, is there something you want to say to me? And I said,
so that's him bringing it up.
That's
first.
The first thing. That's how he walked down. He walked down and said, is there something you want to say to me? And I said,
when he first said that, though, I didn't feel like it was like yelling at anybody.
Oh, either. I thought he was like saying like a hello. And then I was like, what do you mean? What do I want to say? And then I realized
you were kind of singled out.
Oh, he was very mad, and I said, "Well, I don't know what the plan is." And then he's like, "The plan is we're going to do the show from the bus." And I said, "But the bus is pretty small. I mean, we're going to be." He's like, "Then you sit 6 feet apart from each other on the bus." And I was like, "Well, I don't
you
know."
Can't.
I tried to tell him, and he's like, "Well, we'll have to figure it out." And it just to me didn't seem. I didn't know what the plan was. I just wanted to know what the plan was for our show specifically, because every show had a different plan at the time, and nobody had told me at the time what our plan was.
Well, when you need to know, you'll know. Someone will tell you the plan. I think that was the messaging that Sass Keith gave you, according to my reports.
You're on a need to know. Yeah, you don't need to know.
That's right.
And by the way,
that sound effect in the background, that is Sass Keith, because he looks like a Sasquatch. His name is Keith. He is, what would you say, 6'4", big, hairy, like... He's like one of those gray Sasquatches, right? Dieter, you're a Bigfoot aficionado. They have the grays, don't they?
Oh, yeah, the grandfathers of the Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And his weight, what would you say, Rover?
Probably 190.
Yeah, okay.
Really, really nice guy, though. I got to say, personally, thanks, Keith. You sent text messages checking in on me to make sure I was okay. So I do appreciate that. So thank you, Keith.
I don't mind, says Keith. He's out of all the people that I've worked with and worked for, he's pretty, well, sometimes he can be unreasonable, but most of the time he's pretty easygoing. All right, Dougie, do you have anything else in the shizzy we need to get to?
I did, but you can take a break if you want. This was the video games to play, because I know you guys are going to have comments and we're running late.
What are these video games?
Okay. USA Today, they have a list of the best single player video games to play while you're stuck at home. Number 3, The Legend of Zelda.
You said 5.
5. You said top 5.
I know, but we're running late. Okay. 5, Animal Crossing. New Horizons?
That's big right now. I don't understand what it is. It looks very childish. I don't know.
Yeah, what is that? I don't even know.
It's a kid's game. I went to download it, and then it's just like a cartoon character. Yeah, just like a kid's game. I don't get it.
It's kind of like The Sims. Like you have a house, and you can furnish it, and you do just random tasks like that. I had it for the GameCube a few years back.
Is it for a specific platform you're reading, Doogie, or is this for all platforms? Because I feel like you're about to read 5 Nintendo games.
No. Nope.
No, this Animal Crossing is huge right now, Don.
Switch.
Yeah,
it's Nintendo, though.
It's what's number 4, then?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, my son has that. He loves that.
Number 3, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild for Switch.
That's one of the greatest.
Breath of the Wild.
No, that's seriously one of the greatest games of all time.
You love that?
You could play that for hundreds of hours. It's a whole open world and you're Zelda, and it just, I had never played a Zelda before, but that game was awesome. Really great.
The original Zelda. Now that's a game. You remember that, Smits?
Playing the flute?
Yeah, the gold one? The gold Nintendo.
The original for Nintendo. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, go on, Dougie. Yeah.
Number 2, The Witcher 3 for PS4, Xbox One, PC, and Switch.
I tried to play that. I didn't like it.
And then what?
Yeah.
What's the number one game you guys think for single player?
All time.
All time or just right now? These are all
Grand
new
Theft
games.
Auto.
Red Dead.
GTA 5.
I think this is right now.
Yeah, these are new
right
games.
Now.
Okay.
So
Doom.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
All right.
Yes.
That's Snitcher's favorite game of
Best
all time.
Best game of all time.
All right.
That's the Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory
radio station.
Rover's Morning Glory is on your smart speaker. Ask Alexa to play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Rover's Morning Glory. We're that nasty 0.1% that can't be killed by hand sanitizers. Ugh. Now back to the show.
Robert, I would like to make a comment.
I have a lot of text messages coming in,
I would like to make
Charlie,
a comment.
You want to comment before I comment?
I would like to make a statement, Rover. I would like to declare something.
Okay, yes.
I'd like to edit what I said. I was talking about Zelda Breath of the Wild, and I said, because I was talking quickly, and I realized we're going to break, I said, you play Zelda. You do not play Zelda. You have to save Zelda.
Idiot.
You play as Link.
Idiot.
Against,
Idiot.
What a mistake.
I was a huge... Guys, my bad.
Not a true gamer.
And yes. I'm not.
Not a true gamer.
People are lighting me up.
Gamer. Oh.
I knew it as soon as I said it. I said Link. I said play Zelda. You do not play as Zelda. You play as Link against Calamity Ganon. You gotta... Calamity Ganon has taken over Hyrule. It's been in disrepair for 100 years, but Link comes back to life to save Zelda in the castle. And man, is it an adventure!
Spoiler alert!
Well, that's the whole game. That's they tell you that within the 1 minute of playing the game, and you got to save him or save her. Sorry, if anybody's wondering what game to play, I can't recommend that one enough. That was so fun. That was really great.
Well. Charlie, you were getting a lot of grief from people.
I am.
Via text message. Okay. And you can always give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER. You can text us at that number as well. It's best just to call. I could just hear Charlie putting his big janitor keys down.
I know. I was sitting on them.
So loud.
They're sitting there poking me in my buttock.
And for the record, we got plenty of angry nerds calling in, bashing Charlie apart, too, so.
Okay. Let me go to Robert in Dayton. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Rover. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what's happening?
How's it going?
Hey.
Not too much. Hey, I wanted to touch back on the topic of the Amazon package driver taking a pee in the driveway.
Yes.
Well, you see, I'm a construction worker, and I'm out and about, and I need to use the restroom, and I stop at these gas stations, and some of them are closed due to the coronavirus. So, you know, I understand why he probably did that. Maybe he stopped many times and they told him, no, our restrooms are closed. And he felt like that's what he needed to do.
Yeah, I don't have, look, if he were doing it all the time, I might have an issue with that. But someone sent me a text message and I don't know if this is accurate or not. This person sent me a text and says that Amazon worker that peed on the lawn, he locked himself out of his car and he couldn't hold it any longer, waiting on someone to come and unlock his doors. So I don't know if Doogie just didn't read the entire thing or...
That was in there. They said it was from TMZ. They said they didn't know if it appeared, but they didn't know if that's what had happened. He did lock his keys into the car, so he had no other choice, but they weren't for sure 100%.
There's no trees,
That's
walk
what they said.
All right.
Remember, Charlie was in an elevator for less than 20 minutes. He had to pee in it.
Well, I already had to go. I went outside to smoke once, and I was coming back inside to pee, and the thing locked, and I was just locked in the elevator, and I was like, I'd already set my mind in a I'm going to take a leak mode, and once you go down that path, you can't take back. I relaxed everything, thinking, okay, I'm about to be walking to the bathroom. And you can't put that toothpaste back in the tube. So I was on a warpath. I had to pee, I peed in the elevator.
So I believe it is Sunday night. A local television station here, Channel 19, is doing a telethon. Tomorrow night. It will be tomorrow night. From 8 to 11 p.m. And this is to... benefit people impacted by the COVID-19 thing, pandemic. And so I don't know if Charlie, if maybe you've ever experienced something like this or.
No, I'd love to.
Maybe Snitzer. Well, hold on. I haven't finished yet. Snitzer. If I don't know if you've ever experienced something like this. They asked me to film some things. from my home for this telethon. Now, I know how these generally go. I come up with something and I go, well, this would be kind of cool. And I do it. And then I think it's great. And then someone makes a decision and they go, oh, that's inappropriate. We can't do that. So I have a feeling they won't even use what I sent, but we'll see. Perhaps I'll be surprised. I made a calculated effort to send it directly to the television station instead of going through all the middle management at iHeart so that they can all pipe in on it.
Smart and
offer their opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you, Charlie, or you, Snitzer, has ever had this experience. And my wife is very helpful. God bless her. Have you ever had a girl try to videotape something for you?
Oh, it's frustrating. It's better to just set it up in a mirror some way and do it because, man, I don't get heated much with my girlfriend, but somehow when she can't read my mind, I get really mad that she doesn't know exactly what I need done, and she just doesn't understand it, and it's not her fault at all. I just, like, how do you not just realize this basic concept? And it's not a basic concept. To me, it's a very basic concept, and I get frustrated, yes.
We were filming something, and I don't know why I didn't do this last week on the Friday Leftovers. I'm such an idiot. We did Rover's Morning Glory show and tell on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus last week, and we were showing things off at our homes because we're all in our COVID-19 bunkers. And I ended up walking through part of my house holding my cell phone. And it's all, I went back and I watched it, and the picture quality was actually better than I expected it to be, for, you know, considering the setup that we're working with here now. But it was all herky jerky as I'm walking and it's going up and down, and I go, I'm such an idiot. Why didn't I use this gimbal, this DJI Osmo that I have for the cell phone? I could have put the cell phone in that and it would have been nice, smooth, steady video as I walked through the house. It would have looked great. Such an idiot. I didn't think of it until I watched it back later and I go, wow, that's really jerky. So this thing that I filmed for this telethon, which is tomorrow night on Channel 19, which I'm sure they're not going to use, I just filmed it on my phone, and I had my wife, I put it on the DJI Osmo and I gave it to my wife. Now, if you don't know what a gimbal is, it's, let me
you
see.
Have it?
I got to see if I have it.
Well, it basically, like,
I'm looking for it.
It's super stabilizes. So, like, if you're doing any sort of action, it will stay completely stable. Just like a drone. If you've ever seen a drone, the video is always really smooth. If you've seen,
like, I'm sure you've heard of Steadicam before, I'm sure.
Steadicam. Yeah. Like, yeah, how it's just smooth. And it, as you're walking, you could be jumping up and down and the thing stays pretty much even the entire time.
It used to be all springs and stuff. Now it's electronic.
Yeah, so the electronic just can tell you've tilted your hand a little bit, and it'll make up for any sort of mistake you're making as you're moving it. It'll stay completely straight. It's awesome.
So I'm loading mine up here just to show you. And I put my phone in it. So this is an Osmo. And as you move, it will
correct you.
It will correct you. And so you can see that my phone, if you happen to be watching RMG TV, no matter what I do, I'm going up and down. That phone is staying completely level and smooth. So you're getting a smooth image, out of it. Well, it requires a little bit of, and there's a little thumb button on the thing here. So you can actually even move the, you know, you can pan around, you can go up and down, left and right, and so you can move it that way. But really, you can kind of use wrist movements to aim where you want the camera to point. You've used one of these, right, Snitzer?
Yeah.
Charlie, I don't know, have you ever used one of these?
I've used something really similar.
Okay, so there's a technique to it, and I guess it comes sort of, you know, I've used it before in the past. It sort of comes a little bit I don't, naturally, I suppose.
It does. It takes like, I don't know, a minute of using it, and then you're like, okay, so if I turn it this way, if I turn enough, the whole camera will turn, and you just know how to, I mean, it comes natural. It really does. It just comes naturally of how to do it.
Not for women, apparently, and I don't mean to be sexist, or at least maybe not for my wife. I'm not kidding you. We had to do like 300 takes of this yesterday.
Really? How long was your thing?
Oh my God. Well, they said keep it to 15 seconds or less. I go, what am I going to do in 15 seconds? That's stupid. So I think it was approximately 30 seconds or so. 30
oh
or
my
35.
God.
Why would
you do that?
They made it very clear.
Well, fine, then don't use it. 15 seconds. It's ridiculous, 15 seconds. What are you going to do in 15 seconds? They have 3 hours to fill. I think they can take a 30-second video, Dougie. So it was 30 seconds. So, and there's a little camera movement in there. And so So I had to do this over and over and over. And every time she'd be like, oh, no, I missed it. I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, oh, your head was cut off. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it was taking forever. I had to do it 1,000 times.
How many times did you film her doing it just to, like, show her how to do it? Like, this is how it needs to be done.
I didn't film her doing it, but I did. Have you ever seen someone, like, try to teach a child how to swing a bat, and you kind of get behind the person and you swing with them,
uh-huh,
or a golf swing, and you get behind them and you kind of work them through the motion. So as you know, I did exactly that with the Osmo. So I'm like, okay, so you're going to go like this. You're going to go like this. And I got behind her and I held her arm and we're doing exactly the same motion. And then I would let go and I would get in front of the camera and that wasn't the motion.
How long were you doing this yesterday?
It took me an hour, but I don't think it wasn't all that. It was, you know, then I'd look
but
at the
footage.
But an
hour for 30 seconds is quite a while.
I know. It's like I'm directing an Avengers movie or something over here with how involved the shot setup is. But so then she was all apologetic. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, I wasn't angry or anything, but sometimes I do catch myself, Charlie, like you said, if your girlfriend doesn't read your mind. There was something maybe about a week ago. I was here at the house and we were in the basement and I can't even remember what it was. I was explaining something to her. We were trying to do something and I didn't even realize that I was doing it after she went upstairs. And like 2 hours later, I did go upstairs and I said, because I thought about it after the fact, I said, you know, I think I was a little bit snippy with you and I apologize for that.
You?
I know.
You said sorry?
I don't even realize that I'm doing it but I get like very short temper. Like I just.
You?
I just.
I believe the first part, Rover. The second part. Is the unbelievable part that you wouldn't apologize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry came out of your mouth.
She was probably crying.
Yeah.
That's more realistic.
No. But I did apologize and I guess I do. I don't know why I do that. And it's a flaw of mine. One of the very few flaws that I have.
No, I do that too. Flaw. If my girlfriend is not somehow realizing what I want done immediately, I'll get snippy or just do it myself really quick. And she's like, well, you don't have to be an a-hole about it. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, how do you not realize that this is exactly how this is supposed to be done?
And I was thinking about it after I did it. I was thinking about it. And I don't think I necessarily get that way with other people. Well, you, douchey. you know,
dude,
I mean,
everybody.
No, you think so? I get, okay, maybe I require further introspection. Is that the way, Charlie? Am I like that? Do I just get...
No, because I know what you're trying to do. So to me, that doesn't happen a lot. But when you're dealing with morons like Douchey, yes. You do sometimes go, you really wonder why somebody would do something a lot. And it's like, well, that made sense to that person at that moment. But you're sitting back, like, I'm trying to think of an example. And you sit there and go, why would you do that? Why would you do that? And it's like, well, at the time, that made sense to me. But, like, you do expect other people to be on your exact same wavelength sometimes. But that usually doesn't happen to me.
Well, even for complex ideas. But when it comes to either, if I go, hey, Charlie, can you take a picture of me? Or can you take a video real quick? Sometimes people come up with this stuff, and it's like, how do you even think that that looks good? I don't even know what you were thinking when you did this.
But I did think about it, and I think I get snippier or shorter with my wife in those sorts of situations as opposed to other people, I think. And
I think that's true for me, too, just because
you're closer.
You expect them to know.
You're closer with your...
Yes, Dieter?
I was going to say, you're close with your wife or your girlfriend. You're not going to yell like at a stranger because you don't know them. I think it's just natural to do that.
Yeah, but it's a flaw. I shouldn't do that. I mean, she helps me out much. And I sometimes know as I thought about it after she went to bed last night, I was still up. And I thought, I did the same thing again tonight. Like I was with the thing. I guess I just get I don't know, I can't explain it why I do that, but I'm gonna work on that.
That's, oh wow,
I'm gonna.
It's funny, Rob. You tell yourself you'll work on that kind of stuff because just the other night before the procedure and everything, and I'm thinking about maybe that I'd have cancer and all this stuff. I'm just kind of being very introspective and thinking about all the crappy things I've done to people in my life and how I've mistreated a lot of people. And I just rolled over to B1 and I looked at her and I just apologized for I've apologized before, but I just, yes, but no, I just made a point. I just, you know, I'm sorry for all the times I've mistreated you. And that includes all just a little, and it doesn't make up for everything I've done, but you know, that includes just like you said, Rover, all the little things, like if you ask something around the house and they might not do it the way you want, and you're kind of snippy with them. And so I said to myself, yeah, I'm going to try to change that after this procedure. Then this morning, as we're trying to get ready, she's helping me gather things to set up my background, and I needed an extension cord or a specific cord from downstairs. I said, I need a gray block with a gray cord. So she goes downstairs and grabs a gray block with a gray cord, but it's the wrong gray block and wrong gray cord. And I immediately
I'm sure that you were probably, oh, honey, I didn't give you clear enough direction, and I understand how that's confusing, but I really was thinking about the other one. That's the one that I meant. Can you go get that one for me, please?
I said, no, not the Surface one, the Google Chrome one. You know what I'm talking about, you dumb bitch. No, the introspection lasted about 30 seconds, I think. So, no, I do need to keep working on that. I think it's something, like Dieter said, just you treat the people you're the closest to the worst sometimes, which is the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, and I was... I got snippy with her again last night, and I don't mean it in a way like
that. I don't think you realize how often you do it
at her or anything. I'm sure I do it with you all the time because
you do it every day.
Right, but she does it on purpose.
Unfortunately,
she brings it out of you.
Why do you think I act like that? No, I act like that because you're just an ass.
No, but like,
and I don't cry.
If we go back,
and
she likes bringing that up.
I won't tolerate it.
See, even that is part of it, Rover. She keeps mentioning B2 cries a lot. She keeps harping on that.
Because he's an ass to her.
She does not cry a lot.
Why would you act like that?
She does not cry.
Rover, she cried when you made reservations for her for dinner once because it was so shocking. You were that sweet.
That was a happy cry.
Yeah, but the Halloween.
I witnessed.
Happy cry.
Yeah. What about the Halloween candy?
Yeah. The wrong stuff.
Well, I was probably
just wrong size.
All right, I know, and it's something I have realized recently.
One time at dinner, when you see, here's a good example, Rover. That one time you were at dinner, I think she was pumping gas, but she didn't pump gas the correct way or something. I thought, and then that caused her to cry throughout all of dinner.
Because no, you do different. No.
Oh, that's not true. Okay,
that was a different cry. The gas station is different than the dinner cry, Charlie. Okay,
because one time she...
I remember the gas station incident. Yeah,
I forgot. All right, sorry. That the other time she cried through dinner the whole time was you said something you could crush her if you were her boss. You would.
But she's a manager.
Yeah, if she was a manager, you would crush her. You'd walk all over her.
Something along those lines.
Geez, I've only made mine cry when I'm drunk, man. Geez.
Well, the way that she misinterpreted the way that I was. I mean, I really said that in a joking manner, and she did not take it as a joke. And so then we're out at dinner, and she ended up crying throughout the entire dinner.
And I don't remember. Did you leave? Like, you're like, okay, this is a weird time to eat. I guess we should probably leave. Or did you just enjoy dinner?
No,
we had just sat down, and like 5 minutes after we sat down, then she starts crying. So,
and you're just eating your steak and drinking champagne. Yeah. Your wife is crying across from you?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable, obviously. But most of the time, but it's just... I have realized that I can kind of be a dick, and I don't mean to be, and I'm certainly not angry. It's just the way that I approach things.
Snitzer gets real snippy with us. Do you get snippy with your wife like
he
that?
Does.
Oh, no. Come on, box.
No, she's not an idiot.
Snitzer does get snippy over things, Charlie.
Really
snippy. I agree with you that, and I don't even think that Snitzer maybe realizes that he's doing.
I know it.
Oh, you do. You realize?
Grab a box. Yeah, grab a box.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? I'm gonna do it. You can do it in your pants.
He does it to me so much that I just don't even accept it as that's how he communicates. I just realize he's just a snippy old curmudgeon, and I don't even get upset by it anymore. I just kind of go, that's Snitzer. So I'm surprised that
Charlie had to have a talk with.
Oh, go ahead.
He had a talk with me about it, saying that's just how he is, man. Just like when you travel with him, there's going to be moments where you're going to say something to him and he's going to be real nice. And then the next sentence, he's going to be real snippy. And that's exactly how it is. And I've just learned to roll with it. I mean,
because it's not actually
his bedside manner is not the best, as they would say.
And it's not a mean thing. It's just kind of how he's not doing it to be nasty to you or anything like that. It's just kind of how he is.
Well, I guess if I were that close to death like Snitzer is, I'd probably be as grumpy as he is as well. I do have to take a break. We will
first
be
one in the house.
Right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on. Rover.
Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio. Now, a public service announcement for guys cooped up in their COVID-19 bunker. To prevent accidental fire, please use lubrication while sanding your plank. The more you know with Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll get to the shizzy, the news, in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Do you want to make your pizza crust the best it's ever been? I've got a trick that you might want to try if you're going to get some pizza delivered or picked up, what you can do for your pizza crust.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Mark, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Rover's Hill.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to thank whoever is running the video feeds, because during the breaks when you guys have your sound bed and graphic going for RMG TV, you know, because it's not showing ads right now, it'll just show the "we'll be right back" with your sound bed. Well, anytime there's a movement or something going on Jeffrey's webcam, it shows Jeffrey's webcam. So you see like Mary Elizabeth walking around aimlessly.
Is that a mistake, Rover? Is that a mistake?
Yeah, that must be some sort of technical flaw, or whoever is running that video
is goofing around, I'll have to have a stern talking to that person. And
or I'll just turn off my video feed during the commercial break so people can't see what's going on in my house.
Well, we might as well just turn it off during the show, so considering you don't talk or do anything. I mean,
well, yeah, every time I do talk, you guys tune me out, and pretty much you don't care what I have to say.
We care.
I only talk when I'm invited into the conversation.
Did Jeffrey, did he hang something up over the Pat Link sign behind him? It looks like it's in mine. I don't know. I know I'm getting like a blurry feedback, but it looks like there's a bag over it or something.
No, that's his hubcap.
Did he hang something over it?
That, I believe, is something different. That's his hubcap collection hanging on his wall.
Are you still proudly presenting the Pat Link thing, Jeffrey?
Oh. It's still hanging up there. Huh. I don't know why you guys make such a big goddamn deal about it.
Well,
he gave us all a tour of the hovel he resides in. It's a sticky, smelly filth pit filled with refuse and disease, where they congratulate the life and retirement of some rando. Tell me who in the hell is
this Pat Link guy on Jeffrey's wall?
Empty bowl inside the freezer. Decorate the room with hubcaps. Loose raw meat is in the fridge, spreading E. coli on their food. Jeffrey's never heard of that dude, prominently displayed in the room. But tell me,
who in the hell is
this Pat Link guy on Jeffrey's wall?
All right, Jeffrey, you have this thing up. I don't even know if he can hear us. I think he turned the volume down.
Turn it back up, Jeffrey. Turn your volume back up.
Jeffrey, you have this plaque hanging on your wall for someone named Pat Link who retired, and no one in your family knows who Pat Link is, and it's been hanging on the wall for 10 plus years. Yeah, that's, we care about that because it's very, very, very strange.
Yeah. He's playing guitar.
And yeah, so.
Is that a guitar? It's my son playing his guitar upstairs.
Okay. The other thing that's interesting about Jeffrey's home tour, which he gave last Friday on the Friday Leftovers, there is...
Yes.
Sounds like Jimi Hendrix.
Is that Van Halen? Did they stop by?
So, I think he muted his microphone again. Oh, did you mute, Jeffrey?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no. Unmute.
Yes, I have to mute my microphone so you can talk, Rover, and not over a guitar so you can tell your story.
No, we want to hear the guitar. I like the guitar.
So the other thing that's interesting about Jeffrey's home tour is that next to that Pat Link retirement plaque that he has hanging up, and no one knows who Pat Link is, next to that is a photo, a framed photo hanging on the wall, and that's been up there for 10 years. And it's not a photo of anyone in the family. It's actually just the placeholder photo that came with the frame. And nice. It's hanging came on with their the wall. Frame. Yeah.
It's a beautiful looking picture, though. I mean,
very strange.
Jeffrey. And,
hello?
And,
hello?
And that's weird.
No comment.
I'm listening. I'm listening. Well, everything you say. You say it's very strange. I'm used that I got a picture frame with the placeholder photos. I haven't put a photo in. I haven't found a nice photo to put in there yet. Can
you
not, there.
We solved the Pat Link case. Do we solve it yet? Who is that guy to you? Do we have any idea?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is based on what my... Okay, dude, I'm in the middle of a thought, and you interrupted me?
No.
According to my wife, she believes that it's probably her brother found it at a garage sale somewhere and gave it to her.
Yeah.
But why hang it up? That's my best guess.
Why buy it?
It's not a... I have no clue what my wife's brother does or what she does sometimes. It's just how she is.
My other question is, for this frame that you hung on the wall that still has the placeholder photo that came with the frame, did you ever think maybe I shouldn't hang this frame on the wall until I find a photo to put in it?
I don't know. Just I haven't thought of that. No.
Okay.
That's what everybody does. When they get a new house, they put up blank canvases all over the house before they get the artwork.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct? I mean, don't they do that? Just put placeholders everywhere?
Sure I don't know. You do your thing, I do my thing, okay? So.
All right. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Get a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
I don't know if you saw this news story about the captain who sounded the alarm that much of his crew on an aircraft carrier had become infected. And this captain was, like, freaking out. His crew had been infected with coronavirus. Now that captain has been removed from his position after he wrote a letter saying that more sailors needed to get off the ship for treatment. So at the direction of Navy Secretary Thomas Modly, Navy Captain Brett Cozier was removed from commanding the USS Theodore Roosevelt. There's a defense official who asked to remain anonymous, said that the Navy believed that Crozier leaked his letter to the media to force the hand of the Navy to deal with his concerns about the infected sailors on his ship.
Yeah, they don't know that for sure. He sent this letter to all the superiors or whatever, and then it was published. But anyone that he sent it to could have potentially leaked it. He sent it to a wide group of people. It doesn't mean that
20 to 30 people.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he himself leaked it. And so he's been removed, but they weren't.
Why?
I don't think they were taking he was trying to get some action done, and I think he was trying to force their hand. They weren't taking appropriate action. Right.
Small businesses seeking loans through the government's $2 trillion coronavirus relief package could receive money as soon as today. That's according to senior administration officials. The loans provide for deferred payments and offer the prospect of forgiveness if the money is used to retain workers or hire back those who have been laid off. The money is intended to help companies that have suffered massive revenue losses due to the outbreak. I'm hoping that businesses do get this loan. They say that could be as early as today.
By
as
the
part
way,
of the government.
So this loan, you do not have to pay back. So it's
really?
So it's for businesses, and it will give you 2.5 times whatever your payroll costs per month are. It will give you 2.5 times that. So let's say you have payroll of $10,000 a month that you're paying to your workers. You could get a $25,000 loan from the Small Business Administration. You apply through your bank. And then over the next 2 months, as long as you use that money to pay payroll costs, and there's a couple of other things you can use it to pay, rent, mortgage, that kind of stuff on your business building, then they will forgive that loan. It's basically free money from the government because businesses will go under without it. They are trying not to collapse the economy, so they are trying to give out free money to people.
That's awesome.
So I don't know if you have to apply through your bank. I only know so much about this because I think B2's dad is looking into this. I don't know if he's going to do it or not, but they've opened up applications today, and he is an electrician. Well, guess what? If all the places where he does jobs for, the commercial electrician work that he does, restaurants, factories, those sorts of things, they're closed. Guess what you don't need when they're closed? You don't need an electrician. His business has dwindled to essentially zero, to nothing. So, that's for a business like that. That's this money is designed for businesses like that so that you don't have to stop paying your employees.
Oh, so they still come to work?
Right.
But then the government's paying them. And so it's not for somebody that's not going to work. Like if a small business has to close and their employees are no longer coming in, you don't get this money.
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, it's a forgivable loan, meaning most, if not all of it, can be forgiven. You don't have to pay it back. But if over the next 2 months after you get that loan, let's say you have 10 workers and you fire 3 of them, that counts against you on the loan forgiveness. So you would actually have to pay back some of that loan if you get rid of any workers or you reduce their pay. That will reduce the forgiveness of your loan. So you will owe money back. You'll have to repay a portion of that loan. So it's designed to keep people employed. Now, that being said, I don't know how long it's going to take to
to get this approved for businesses? Is it days? Is it weeks? I don't know. But for many of these businesses, they're hanging on by a thread as it is. This money could not come soon enough. And I don't know if it's going to be enough to. And I was reading on this stuff, and it's pretty wild what the definitions of a small business are. You can have 500 employees and be a small business, and your payroll, you can get one of these loans, which would be 2.5 times your payroll, up to $10 million. So
can iHeart get this loan and keep paying us?
iHeart is not considered a small business. They have thousands of employees, so they would not be eligible for this government program. So the answer what about is like no.
Guy like me, a sole proprietor, regular guy.
You will apply next week, I believe. So businesses can apply as of today, and people who are sole proprietors and independent contractors, like if you're a Lyft driver, Dom, and you're not getting any money, or a wedding DJ, you are able to apply, I believe, starting next week. But you have to have all of
your...
You have to pay what?
You have to pay that back? Say he gets a loan for $50,000. Does he have to pay that back?
Well, again, he probably can't get a loan for $50,000 because it's limited to 2.5 times your monthly payroll cost. So,
That's the problem is the payroll. I'm figuring out payroll with an independent contractor, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you're paying yourself, right, out of your wedding DJ business. So, they have, I know this stuff for the business because I read it. My accountant sent it to me. And honestly, my company would be able to apply for this, but I'm not going to because we don't need it. And I don't want to take something. And I think even my wife is like, it's basically free money. Why would you not take it? I don't need it. So I don't want to take. There's a pool of, I believe it's $350 billion that they have set aside for this. And if a business doesn't need this, don't be greedy. There are a lot of people that do need it. Now, the other part of me thinks, yeah, but not everyone else is going to feel that way. And they're going to be taking it when they don't need it. And then they're going to get the loan forgiveness and it's free money for them. I should jump in on this.
Take it. No.
You think Jeffrey's going to apply?
For what?
I don't think he can apply. He can't
Jack Shack.
He doesn't have.
Oh, for Jeff's
Jack
Shack.
Jack Shack.
You get the hell out of here with that Jack Shack BS. You know that's just a running joke you guys have.
Yeah, he
I don't own it.
A chain.
Okay, Rover. Right.
Is that a small business, Rover? Because I think he has
a big business.
Has to be.
I'm sorry, I had to cut him off. What, Charlie?
Is it a small business, though? Because he employs thousands of people, but they are kind of independent contractors.
Well,
so.
it's a slightly different rules for a franchised business.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, I think he's eligible for this. So he can get a loan up to $10 million, Charlie. Ooh. And that, I believe, is probably what Jeffrey is planning on doing.
Okay, cool.
Right.
I heard there are rumors he's getting ready to go public.
IPO?
I'm not going public.
IPU.
Yeah, right.
I heard.
That is the IPU. Biggest load of BS I've heard that come out of that filthy sewer of yours, all right?
Filthy sewer of mine?
Yeah, that filthy sewer of yours, okay?
Okay, all right. Go on, Dougie.
Let me end with this story. If you want to get pizza and you want even better crust, here's what you need to do. You order, tell them not to cut it into slices. Apparently, as soon as they cut it, the oil and the sauce start dripping down and it soaks into the crust. So by the time it gets to you, the crust is a little bit more soggy than if you take it right out of the oven. Apparently, it makes a huge difference with higher end pizza. So if you order it, don't tell them, make sure to keep it whole. Don't cut it.
I have a pizza cutter at home. Does everybody else? If you don't have one, it's a bitch to cut.
I have one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, okay, you can buy one for $5, but I don't think I have one. Does it really make that big of a difference? I'm curious about that. I'd like someone to try this out. And you have a pizza cutter at home, Snitz?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's right. Charlie told us that you got into, like, he was into pizza. He got obsessed. Snitzer's obsessed with video games now.
I have a pizza paddle.
He was obsessed with pizzas.
You really?
Yeah.
But, Rover, you also have to remember, and there's a key part to this entire thing, Snitzer's pizza. So Snitzer became obsessed with making his own pizzas, and he was going to buy a $5,000 oven so he could have his own wood-fired pizza oven. You have to remember that Snitzer doesn't eat cheese, so his pizza is just sauce and bread. Wow. And basil, or maybe that's about it. And that's it. There's no cheese. So,
yeah, veggie cheese, but yeah, yeah.
Snitz, will you order? Well, no, it's right now that he can't even order it because he can't get like a normal pizza. You have a pizza cutter at home, Dieter?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you order a pizza maybe this weekend, have it delivered, and tell them do not cut it into slices? Or maybe even better, order two pizzas.
Yeah, you need the control.
Yep, have one.
Okay, should I get wings too?
No, just two pizzas. Yeah. Have one, have them cut into slices. One, they do not cut into slices. And then you cut it right when you get it, eat it. Tell me if there's a difference. This can't make that big of a difference, I don't think. Maybe it does.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess maybe it makes sense. It soaks through and then it gets underneath the pizza into like I don't know. All right. I guess
a lot of times when you cut the pizza, it's not a clean cut. It's still the pizza's still attached and you kind of have to rip it apart. So I don't know how much it is going to leak through and go underneath it.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Hi. We'll try. Yeah, we'll try it. There you go. That's the Shizzy and Rover's Morning Glory.
Again, second round.
The Friday leftovers.
Slam it, Jeffrey. Slam it. Come on.
Chug, 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 chug.
Come on, you had two beers.
Become an RMG Plus subscriber to hear and see it at RoverRadio.com.
Hitting the wrong buttons over here. My fault. Carrie, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Carrie.
Hi. I had a question for Doogie. She said yesterday her cat was having a puke fest. And how often does your guys' cats puke? Like, how long period of time? And do they eat food in between? Because my cat's not eating.
Aw. Mine was a fur ball, so she did four different piles of puke. That's my black cat. Mm-hmm. And then the other cat is a fast eater, Faith. So she'll eat, then she'll purge, and then she'll eat, and then she'll purge. Oh. So she's weird.
So you have a bulimic cat? Right,
I just have one cat, and he's not eating, and it's making me worried.
I go to the vet.
Rover, you have cats?
I do.
I went to the vet like 2 months ago for this, and I spent $1,600.
Oh,
and now my husband's like, well, let him die this time. And I'm like, he hasn't eaten in 2 days.
Is it lethargic?
I take him to the vet. Yeah, he looks like sad.
Yeah,
have you tried changing the food?
I had a cat that died of cancer, and this was a sign that the cat.
Yeah.
Had it started being lethargic and puking like that.
Wasn't eating.
So,
Feline Luke,
it's probably probably not a good sign. But
isn't B1 a vet tech? Or a vet something?
Dumb.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Dumb. Oh, can we take a break real quick, though?
There's B1 right there. We can't hear anyone, but
can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you, B1. Yes, go ahead.
Guys.
Yeah, hi. So this lady's cat is puking and has been for a couple months and is lethargic. $1,600. What'd they tell you when you went, Carrie, when you went to the vet 2 months ago and you spent $1,600, what'd they tell you?
the first thing, they were like, oh, he needs IV, and then he had to spend 3 days there, and they wanted to, like, cut him open, but then he started eating after I did bring him home after the 3 days, so I'm like, oh, good, I can disregard this, and now he's doing it again, and now it's going to be even more money when I go back, but I think he's worth it.
But your husband doesn't. All right, B1, you're a vet tech. What's your advice?
Can I ask why they wanted to cut him open? What did they find when they did
the diagnosis? They think something is in him. They kept asking me, like, if he ate a sock or a blanket. And I'm like, no, he doesn't eat stuff like that. They think something.
Sock? How big is he?
Tiger King? I mean, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
Technically, I am not allowed by law to give medical advice to anybody because I'm not a prescriber. But from what I have seen in my experience, if they saw something on a radiograph, so if they took an X-ray, they would obviously have seen something.
They never seen anything. Like, he even got an ultrasound. And they never seen anything.
Well, look, it's a bad sign if a cat's puking this much over 2 months.
Well, I'll tell my husband, you guys know I had to take him, so.
That's right. Well, I mean, now, though, look at the financial situation so many people are in, and you get a vet bill for $2,000. That's tough to swallow. And, all right.
He's only a year old. He's not even old.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't know. I've got to take a break. Yes, Dom, what is it? What are you doing? Dom's like waving his hand behind his fiance there. What are you doing, Dom?
He can't hear you.
Oh, he's grabbing your butt. He's grabbing your butt. Why don't you flash your boobs, B1? Make this interesting.
Where's the camera? Right there.
What's she pointing to?
Whenever the boobs pop up.
We should do a whole vet segment where B1 gives vet advice, but she does it topless. I think that would be...
Yeah, she's naked while she gives it. Now, that's something people could really watch while they're quarantined at home. And I like that idea. All right, we'll consider implementing that. Maybe that will be on the Friday leftovers today.
Oh, perfect. Call
she's
in
nodding
with
her head. Yes, I can see. You can't see her on camera right now, but she's actually nodding. She's excited about this. She can't wait to get topless on the Friday leftovers. All right.
So if you have a sick or dying pet, just call Dom and tell him the sad story while she responds to it topless.
All right, I've got to take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station. WMMS.
This is not even a stimulus package.
Don't count on his package delivering much stimulus.
It is emergency relief.
He's pretty good at giving you some relief from all this insanity, though.
Laugh like hell.
We're back with Rover's Morning Glory.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Blind James.
Rover, yo.
Yo.
Hey, so I am astounded right now. I was unaware that Jeffrey's son, Tomas Aaron, was that good of a guitarist. I knew he had some background on the piano from some of his YouTube stuff, but I just didn't know he was that good at guitar. That's a Hendrix-style kid. I just took over a music club downtown a couple months ago. I want to book Jeffrey's son.
All right. Jeffrey, would you allow Tomas Aaron to play downtown in a club?
The only issue is that he's under the age of 18, and if the establishment serves alcohol, that might be a problem.
We can get around that. I think that's...
I run an all-ages club, Jeffrey. We're good to go there, man. We got the best pizza and booze in Cleveland, man. It's called Stella's Music Club.
All right.
Box slot.
There you go. So, Jeffrey, have him... Now, you'll pay big bucks for Tomas to play, right, Blind James?
Oh, of course. I'm gonna make it totally worth it, man. We'll do a big blowout, get a bunch of advertising on the radio, man. We'll have a good old time, make Tomas Aaron a rock star.
All right. Would he like that, Jeffrey? He could wear his skinny jeans.
I think Tomas Aaron would I think he'd like to maybe do that on the side, but his main career goal is he wants to be an electrician.
Yeah, but
made that
if
clear.
You have a choice between rock star and electrician, what do you choose?
You probably choose rock star, but then the electrician will fall back on if his popularity wanes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I saw him post a new video, like a 10-minute video just going around the house showing the light switches and the light bulbs. He's really into electricity, Rover.
Someone sent that to me as well. I highly encourage anyone to check that out. It is a full tour of Jeffrey's home, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I just skimmed through it.
I did.
And it's very detailed, Dieter. Did you see any?
9 minutes. Oh, Rover, it's fantastic. It's okay, I don't know what I'm looking at here.
I don't know. Jeffrey, what are you showing us?
I know.
Oh, it's cat? My daughter's latest drawing.
Okay. All right. Go on.
Oh, yes. Man, having
wanted to show you guys
cat?
Her.
All right.
Yeah. She's always, Valerie Elizabeth has always had an affinity for cats.
Okay. All right. What were you going to say, Dieter?
Oh, Robert, it's 9 minutes. It's fantastic. They go through the whole house showing the rugs, the walls, the ceilings. And he just shows how every light switch works. You turn it on and you can turn it off.
Yeah. Well, it's worth watching if you can find that on YouTube.
Yeah, he just posted, I think, 2 days ago.
All right. I'm going to have to mute Jeffrey's audio again because I just hear the TV in the background. So, Jeffrey, I'm going to mute you, and I will put Dumb back up in a box there. There you go, Dumb. Dumb's back in the mix now.
Every time I see Dumb, can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Dumb, that mic arm, was that the size of the camera that they used on your penis? I just keep seeing that. Is that roughly the same size?
The width?
It feels like it. I'm not going to lie. It feels like
what
it.
Is your
That's why I came back late.
What's your situation now? Like, how's going to the bathroom?
It hurts. It hurts badly.
Are you leaking
blood?
It's
blood?
A combination. It's hard to tell. Well, I don't think there's as much blood now. It's hard to tell because one of the medications I'm taking turns my pee like a bright orange. But I think when there is blood in it, it looks almost like brown. So it's kind of hard to tell. Every once in a while it'll be a mix of, regular, and then it'll be a darker brown kind of mixed in here and there. So I'm pretty sure that's the blood coming out. So it's kind of a 3-stage process to go. It's the initial pee is just, it burns right when it goes across the end. It's like a fire.
And real quick, you have the stent. There's the stent in. So how's the aim, or does it just come and cascade?
Oh, it
down
goes
the
everywhere.
Wire?
Oh no! Now it's more of a steady, more powerful stream than it was. When it was kind of just dribbling, it would hit the stent string and go down one end of it and then fly off the other end of it.
Jeez.
So poor B1 has been cleaning up pee for the past 2 days. Because sometimes I'll get up and it would spray everywhere. She said at one point it got all over the wall. and I was so out of it, I didn't even realize it. And
does that stop it?
Say that again?
If you sit down to pee, does that help it?
That makes it worse because that kind of makes the stent kind of tug on my kidney or my bladder or whatever, something in there. So I can kind of feel it moving around, or if it's the fishing wire moving. And the more the fishing wire moves, or not the fishing wire, whatever this wire is, it kind of like drags along the end of my tip. So it kind of is just constantly irritated.
Stretching it out a bit.
The kid.
Well, did it rip or tear at the end?
No, it didn't at all. Okay. No, it surprisingly stretchy. It surprisingly is a very stretchy thing down there. There's no tear. It's just super irritating.
I'm really confused on what the whole area looks like. Can we take a peek? Just to kind of see.
It looks normal right now. I know you're obsessed with trying to see it. It's the third time you've asked. You're texting me and asking for pictures of it, you creep. But no, the end of it, it's just a black. Two black wires that are coming out, and they're tied in a knot. And then there's like two more, it's two lines tied in a knot. So there's like two little bring like snake tongue that comes off the end of that.
Are they taped to your leg, or are they just loose, just flying, flailing around?
Oh no, it's just loose and flopping around. That's why I got left back late from a break earlier, because when I have to take a dump, I have to like
bite it.
Okay. I don't want that dipping in the water. Of course. I don't want that stench going in the water. So I have to like kind of hold it out, but aim my wiener in without tugging too hard on the stench. It's a real procedure.
A camera shoved up his pee hole on Wednesday, and now they have this thing in him, this stent that he's going to have to pull out on his own next week. Maybe on the Friday leftovers, Dumb, since we can't play videos, maybe this is what we see on the Friday
Watch
leftovers.
Watch Dumb go to the bathroom. Plus.
Yeah, maybe. It's
supposed to come out on Wednesday, so maybe we'll have to do a Wednesday edition.
Show us what it looks like. Maybe B1 gets down there, flosses her teeth with that string that's coming out. I don't know.
Oh, man. It's gross. I have to kind of... every time I go to the bathroom, I take one little square of paper towel and I have to blot the end of me and then kind of wrap it around that stent string and kind of pat it dry to get everything off of it. Because there's always like, you know, dribble that has kind of stuck to it. Oh. It's so gross.
It's like a badge.
Yeah.
I am a little bit behind. I got a little bit behind today. So... if you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live for free at roverradio.com or use the Rover Radio app to watch or listen live. For everyone else that's listening on stations that carry the full show, we will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover and iHeart Radio Station. WMMS.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands as much as possible.
Just wash your hands.
And let your ears get dirty.
The dirty talking.
Dirty talking. Dirty.
With Rover's Morning Glory. Now back to the show.
We will get to the shizzy. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
So people are watching a lot of TV, but some people are actually reading books. The publishing data tracker shows these three books have skyrocketed. These are the books that people are reading. I'll tell you what they are next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Tim in Rochester, New York, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tim.
Yo, Rover.
Yo, what's happening?
Nothing, man. Hey, let Dom know. Is Dom there? Can you hear me, Dom?
He is not there. I don't know where he is. I'm looking at his camera, and it is
probably taking a dump.
It's empty, so I don't know where he is at the moment, but go ahead.
B1 texted me, and she said if when Dom goes to the bathroom, it takes a really long time for him to go, so if he's in the bathroom, it might be a couple minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right. Well, when I was a child, my intestines were knotted. Long story short, I ended up having to have my kidney removed, okay? In the process of having that done, I had had a stent, the same thing that he has. When he goes, he's supposedly supposed to take it out himself. I would highly recommend that he does not do that. It's about 6 to 8 feet long, and it hurts like a son of a gun.
6 to 8
Yes, it at least mine was. It ran through your private parts, through your system, into your kidney. And when they took it out, now I only had about 2 inches sticking out of the head of, you know, okay? Yeah. So when they pull it out, I had a nurse come in, put me up like I was at a gyno meeting. Counted to three, ripped it out, and it was about 6 to 8 feet long.
Oh my God. How quickly does it come out? Is it just like a second or two, or did it take?
Yeah, it's like ripping a Band-Aid.
Oh man. Dumb just sat down. This guy's recommending you do not pull this out yourself, Dumb.
I don't know why.
It was that bad?
Yeah, he says it hurts like hell. They said it's 6 to 8 feet long.
What?
You're going
to believe that?
It's only it's 12 inches. I mean, I thought they said it was 9 to 12 inches. I mean, it's not for that far from your kidney to your end of your penis.
Dude, I'm not joking you. I could have held this. I'm 6 foot even, dude. I could have held this from my head to the floor.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, yours might be something different than mine. I didn't hear exactly what happened to you, but I heard on the way into work that you were going to take this out yourself, and it was in your and I heard kidney, so I kind of put two and two together. I just recommend you're careful, dude. Very, very careful.
Well, this sounds like something we definitely have to witness ourselves. So
on Wednesday?
They gave me the option. They said if I wanted to come in to do it, I could, myself in the shower.
No, I think you can do it on RMG Plus. I think you get your fiance to pull this thing out for you, Dom. That's my recommendation.
I do have like a frosted shower door, so he could probably set up a camera and put me in
put
her on one end of it, and we could. What do you mean you're not doing it? You're a vet person.
Yeah, she's a medical technician.
Exercises anal glands all day. What's wrong with pulling a wire out of a wiener?
And I'm basically a large animal. I mean, I don't understand. Hippopotamus. I'm barely human.
Pig.
Right.
Mandy.
400-pound piece of garbage.
You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mandy.
Yo, Rover, C-O-Y.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hi, so listen, I'm not normally team douchey, especially with the whole nanny thing. I raised two children on my own without one. Low income. My thing is, everyone's donating to charity and worried about bartenders and people who are unable to work, right? Well, I clean houses independently for 15 years. And it's a mixed bag. Some people are trusting me, taking my temperature every day. They're letting me come clean their house, you know, and it's a hand-to-mouth situation. Or then you have other people who aren't letting me come, sending a heartless text. And, you know, one client alone, I'm out $600 for 2 months. And I just think, you know, the people who are intimately in your home, who take care of your children, you know, yeah, waitresses you may not know, but let's think about your neighbors and the community, especially people who are part of your family, like your nanny or your cleaning lady. How are they going to feed their kids and pay their bills? And so I'm sorry, Grover, but I'm team douchey on this. Nanny's got to pay her rent.
Well, I guess I fall into that group of latter people because I have people that come and clean my home. And I told B2, I said, oh, you got to cancel that. So they haven't been here in a month. And
now they're out that
cleaning.
Money.
Well, yeah, they're out the money, of course. I mean, I don't continue to pay for something I'm not getting.
But that's what she's saying, you jackass.
Yeah, I know that's what she's saying, but, easier said than done. I'll bet that there's a lot of things that Mandy is not getting anymore that she's not paying for either. So, if I'm going to be in my home for 3 weeks now, I really haven't left the house. I left it once to go to the doctor.
You
can't. Hold on, because it's my show. Yeah, you can't interrupt. So, oh, my God. I made the decision. If I'm going to go through the hassle of staying inside, I am not leaving the house. We're not going anywhere. B2's not going over to her parents' house who live across the street. If I'm going to go through those extraordinary measures, why am I going to just allow someone to come into my home and touch all of these surfaces in here? And I don't know who they've been in contact with.
And I get that 100%, especially because most of my clientele is 80 plus years old. And I get that. I guess the difference is these people hire me. It's always me. I come to their house like clockwork, the same time every 2 weeks for anywhere from five. Like I said, we've been doing it 15 years. I know some of these people more than their own children do. It's a little bit, I guess, different of a situation is why I relate that with Nanny. If Nanny doesn't work for some big company who then might take care of her, I'm on my own out here. And if I don't have money coming in, I can't. How am I supposed to pay my rent? How am I supposed to eat if I can't put any money in my account? Literally, it's coming to that. Also, I have a displaced college student, so I have another mouth to feed. Mm-hmm. It's scary for people like us, and I guess that's just my point, and I want to be the advocate for people you don't hear from all the time. You think of bartenders, if they're young, they went out over the weekend and blew all their money, suddenly they don't have a job Monday or Tuesday, as we all did in our 20s. Those people literally have $0. And the only, you know, you get these big companies donating. I Googled for 3 hours yesterday, and I couldn't find any way to get any money to help me with my bills other than food banks. And I get it, we need food, but, you know.
Well, the program that we were just talking about for people who are small businesses or independent contractors, you would be able to apply for that. And that's you can do that through whoever you bank with. And it's an SBA loan, a Small Business Administration loan, that is essentially forgivable, that you don't have to pay back. Now, I don't know your specific situation, but I would say that you would probably have to apply, I think it's next week, as an independent contractor. You can't apply today. They open up applications,
right,
in some places, at least today, for businesses and, you know, that have an actual payroll, are paying the payroll tax, that kind of stuff. But you're probably paying yourself, and you would be able to apply for that next week. So there is some relief. I don't think it's going to be enough for everyone, but no, I have thought about that. I have thought about this. I've thought about it with the people that come to my house and clean, and I've thought, you know, I have thought about them being out of money and wondered what they are doing. But I did early on. I told my wife, I said, I just can't have people coming into the house if touching everything. If I'm going to go through this, I'm going to do it. And I'm really not going to come in contact with anyone. And that's
where
we stand.
And I see your point too, because I might feel the same way. It's just, I guess some people, and a relief will come, and it's going to take weeks and weeks. And I guess it's just the here and now for the people who are hand to mouth. And these next few weeks, I mean, there was 2 armed robberies by my house a week and a half ago, which makes me think, for people who have it even worse than me, what are they going to do when, you know, they literally need to pay their rent or they're on the street or they need money? It just could be a scary situation. And I think some people are so far removed from those types of neighborhoods or communities, they don't understand. And it's just tough all around. It just sucks. But I guess.
All right, Mandy, well.
I recommend her.
Good luck to you, Doogie, continuing to pay her nanny. And even though she's not working, she's not coming over to Doogie's house or anything like that. But Doogie continues to pay nanny. Will, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Will.
Hey, what's going on, Rover? I'm sitting here home off of work. I'm only working 4 days a week now, but I'm one of the people that are essential somehow, even though I don't think we are, but you know how that goes. But anyways, I happened to watch your TV, your Rover Morning Glory TV, for first time in a long time, because I'm always working. And I noticed everybody's got something in the background going on, except for you. You got the lame game screen of just a TV behind you. What do you got going on? Snitzer's got at least like a bat cave going on up in his attic or something. You know, Dieter actually, you know, has a Arnold picture and whatnot, and you got just nothing up there. Why?
Well, because behind me is just a wall. So we never anticipated doing the show from home like this, with video, and so there's nothing behind me. My desk is the opposite of, like, Snitzer's desk. I'm guessing, Snitzer, you're up against a wall, and your computer screen is up against a wall, probably, right?
There's a wall over there, yeah.
Right.
It faces a wall.
Mine is the opposite. I'm facing away from the wall. My back is to the wall, so there's not much I can do behind me unless I tape something up.
Put a porno.
Okay.
Put a porn on that TV, Rover.
All right. That would keep people's interest.
Put B1 or B2 on the screen there in a bikini. It'd be perfect.
Sure. Like Dumb's doing with his fiance. All right. Or maybe I'll just have B1 prance around me live in a bikini, and you can watch that. All right. Will, thank you. Let me go to Gil in Boston, and then we'll get to the shizzy. Go ahead, Gil.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Excuse me. Corona. I was hoping you could help make my wife a believer in the legend that is Jeffrey LaRocque. We were in the kitchen, and I must have just randomly blurted out one of his famous quotes about crapping himself. So we started talking, and she's like, yeah, but did he really crap himself, or is that just part of his character? And I'm like, well, you could think that, because there are people out there who think that he's made up. But then she asked the question, well, did you actually see the crap? And I was like, well, they have his crap-smeared underwear framed and hanging up on the wall. And she asked, well, who handled his underwear? Who put it in the frame? Who did all that? And I'm like, good question. Let me call them.
Well, it's an excellent question. I was able to snag them after Jeffrey tried to throw them away, and I bought a frame for
Charlie.
This is Charlie. I bought a small frame, and I went to that store in the mall called Things Remembered, and I got a little badge or a little like plaque kind of etched explaining the underwear. And then Jeffrey smashed that frame. So then I bought a second bigger frame, and Jeffrey smashed that frame. And then the third frame, Jeffrey, I don't think the second one he broke, that's when I learned how to weld, and I welded them into a huge frame, a massive frame with jail bars on top of it with a key that only I have to get to the underwear. And that's who did that.
The National Shard Effect.
Yeah.
We keep that under lock and key.
Exactly.
So, now, I understand if you're telling this story to someone. I have been there as people try to explain Jeffrey LaRocque. I remember one time in particular, we had someone, I was in New York City, and I was going out to dinner with the CEO of iHeartMedia. His name is Bob Pittman. And he's a multimillionaire. He runs this business that has revenue in billions of dollars, and someone I was with tried to explain Jeffrey, and it was comical watching someone try to do it, and it was just, I could tell, it's just not over the head, like someone can't understand, like they're stupid, but it's just, unless you have experienced Jeffrey, you just don't get it.
You wouldn't.
And
there's so much going on there that you start... When you start explaining Jeffrey, you say so much that it sounds unbelievable, because the amount of things right. that he's been through, you start just saying them, and then within like 5 minutes, you've told 30 of the most ridiculous sounding things you've ever heard, and it does sound made up.
Now,
but it's
there
not.
Is a conspiracy Especially theory that I have heard radio. Floated that Jeffrey is not a real person, that he is an actor that mm-hmm. we pay to live out this character life on the radio. And I've gone to fan meetups that we do when we're on the road or at home, and
Rover, could they pay you enough to crap yourself twice a year?
Yes.
Okay, and get poop all over your watch and your hands five times a year. Could they pay you enough?
Every day, punk?
Well, sure, if it's a lot of money, but I think we know that Jeffrey doesn't get paid a lot of money. And the other thing that just here's an example.
God.
What are you watching? Telemundo over there? What's
so
that Spanish?
So here's an example. I'm just letting this play. He just muted his microphone. Now that I tried to show that as example, he mutes the microphone. That's Jeffrey. I don't know how many times you can tell him to adjust his camera, to not have the TV on in the background. He's just, he is like a character, but he's a real character. I've been to fan meetups and people say, you know, I thought Jeffrey was an actor. I didn't think he could be real. Then I met him and I totally get it now. Now, unless he's such an incredible actor that he dupes everyone in person as well, but the most unbelievable Jeffrey story would be what? If you were to pick one story to tell someone, what would it be? The most unbelievable story about Jeffrey.
That's a tough
one. What are you asking, Robert?
I don't know.
I'm putting it out there to everyone.
I mean, crapping yourself at work. I mean, Rover, you can't top that. He came to work.
I think the poop on the wrist, the poop watch, tops that. He did crap his pants at work twice, if I remember correctly. But the time that he came back onto the bus after he went to the bathroom at a business, and he comes back and he has poop smeared on his arm and his wrist and on his watch, that sticks out in my mind. His wife cheating on him with plenty of fish, and that being discovered by the shell. I've ruined it. I've did what you, the trap that you fell into, Charlie, or the trap that you were describing.
Just naming things.
Too many things. You could go on and on. What about
the part where, the time where... Well, go ahead.
Oh, he's a 55-year-old backyard wrestler. I mean, who would believe that? The guy's 55 years old. He's jumping off the top rope.
The time he left his kids at Home Depot in the ceiling fan section to entertain themselves is he went to go try to meet a TV newswoman for an hour, and then the police were called because they started biting each other. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's something you'd never imagine would happen in a million years, but that's just a normal day.
I think the most unbelievable thing is that he actually walks down the street backwards. Who does that? Randomly? I mean, that is an unbelievable thing to me. And then when he actually admitted that he did it, what is the purpose? Why would anybody do that?
There are so many. Yes, Dougie.
How about not brushing your teeth for 6 months?
Oh, that's great. That might perfectly encapsulate it. That might be the best one, because you would say there's no way someone went 6 months without brushing their teeth. Jeffrey went at least 6 months, he said, by his own admission, without brushing his teeth. Why? Just because he could. He
sent him to the dentist, and they pulled, 10 teeth out?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine teeth.
Jeffrey, you've been working from home. How long has it been since you brushed your teeth?
Last night.
So you didn't brush them this morning when you woke up?
I didn't brush them this morning. I just got up and got on the air with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, does anyone actually believe that he brushed them last night?
I actually do believe this, because you usually lie and say he did it this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and say I actually do believe. I believe he's telling the truth right now. Good for you, Jeffrey.
All right. Dougie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
So I'm waiting for the officials to tell us we should be wearing masks. I don't know if you should be wearing a mask when you go outside, but apparently Harvard doctor is warning Dr. Fauci that just breathing or talking could spread the coronavirus. So the U.S. is actively considering telling all Americans to cover their faces in public, which makes sense. So many people are getting this virus, and you know, not everybody that's together is sneezing all over one another. But if you're close and you're talking and you're breathing on somebody, they say that you could get it that way. So we'll wait and see if they tell us we have to wear a mask. Meanwhile, I did hear,
Deuce, while I was in the waiting room getting ready, at one point I heard one of the nurses kind of holler, "Why are there only small gloves up here?" And the other one was like, "Because everything's all locked up." And then that was kind of the last I heard of the conversation. It kind of got quiet after that. But I did hear kind of just a weird, some interaction about gloves.
We're all confused. Does anyone get where Dunn is going, man, with
that? Does that mean there's a PPE shortage? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It seemed like they were talking about gloves and PPE is a problem.
The president did say yesterday that scarves may offer more protection than masks. Now, of course, that's not true, but he did say that in his daily press briefing regarding COVID yesterday, that scarves may work better than masks. So keep that in mind. If you'd like to wrap a bandana around your face, you'll be immune to coronavirus.
There was some hoarder over in Brooklyn, New York, and the FBI just raided his apartment, and now they're donating all these masks. He had like a million masks that he was holding back.
Well,
and now he's getting charged federally because he lied to the FBI and he was coughing on agents when they... This just happened like last night.
Well, why? Okay, so lying to the federal agents, I guess, could be a crime, but Why would it be a crime to hoard 1 million masks? What's wrong with that?
There's a shortage. Robert, how can you say that?
I know, but I can't imagine there's a law against that. So what if I want to have a million masks?
Could you possibly?
How do you get them?
I was going to say, could you possibly chalk it up to like almost disturbing the peace? Because the nation is falling apart at the seams, and you're single-handedly holding on to something that could make a huge difference for millions of people.
It was a price gouging scheme, too. It wasn't like he was just sitting. He didn't just randomly have these. It was 200,000 masks, N95 masks, 600,000 medical gloves, and 130,000 surgical masks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear this. Oh, that's nuts.
Okay, so he wanted to turn a huge profit on these items.
Mm-hmm.
But was he doing it? Did he do it? I mean, I don't know the answer to
The Department of Health and Human Services used its authority under the Wartime Defense Production Act to send the supplies to New Jersey. So they have an act for people. They have something set up for stuff like this where you can't do that.
All right. Go on, Dougie.
A news crew was interviewing an Amazon worker in Michigan who had just walked off the job after finding out three coworkers were sick. This worker wants the company to practice social distancing by cutting hours or staff, and they also want them to stop shipping non-essential items like sex toys. If you have to ship with Amazon, just ship essential items. Have bare minimum people. I was talking to somebody on text last night, and they're like, oh, I'm shopping on Amazon. That's all I'm doing. I'm sitting in my house and shopping for things that I don't even need.
Mm.
Do you think that Amazon should stop shipping things that aren't that essential?
In some places in Europe, retailers were doing that, and they said, and I guess Amazon operates over there too, I think. I don't know, but they said that they were cutting off shipments for non-essential items. You can purchase non-essential items. Go on.
Okay. Paramount has made some release date changes. The Top Gun sequel starring Tom Cruise will now open December 23rd of this year. It was supposed to open June 24th. So that movie has been pushed back to December. That's a really good release date, though. December, what, Christmas, that's going to be pretty big, yeah.
Are any movies coming out this weekend that we can rent?
No.
Watch that platform I was telling you about.
I do want to watch that.
On Netflix.
But is there any like new movies that are supposed to be coming out in the theaters that we could rent? Or do they only do that once?
I actually don't know that right now. Oh, okay. I don't know what's supposed to be coming out and that what's been pushed. I do know the other big movie that was supposed to come out is A Quiet Place Part 2. That is going to hit theaters September 4th, so that is actually being pushed back as well. Some people are reading books. There is a publishing data tracker that shows between March 15th and March 21st, the following books had the most purchases. In third place, it's basically Jesus books.
Mm.
They said that kind of stuff. A lot of people were religious stuff, were buying those books. Second place was Jessica Simpson's book. And then the number one book that people are reading right now, Carrie Underwood, the country singer who was from American Idol. This is really cool. I don't know if you're going to like this, Rover, but one of the best Broadway shows that I've seen was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat with Donny Osmond. Mm-hmm. And that is an Andrew Lloyd Webber production. I saw it probably 10 to 15 times in Chicago. It's amazing. So if you've never seen it, Andrew Lloyd Webber, he is going to stream a production of that musical free on YouTube. And he's going to do one of his musicals for free each week. So first up today is that actual Donny Osmond, Joseph, and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that will be on his YouTube channel. So you can pop that onto your TV and watch that musical. It's going to run for 48 hours. It starts today at 2 p.m. And then finally, if you're in need of some comfort food, WWE is coming to the rescue with ice cream bars featuring pictures of wrestling stars. The bars are actually a reboot of a product that was discontinued by Good Humor back in 2009. They're now back in select markets, and they are treats with pictures of John Cena, Roman Reigns, Macho Man Randy Savage. So, a little treat.
Jeffrey, who would you eat? Which wrestler would you put in your mouth?
Yeah, who would you gulp down, Jeffrey? Hold on. What's that?
Turn your mic on.
There you go. Say it again.
Honestly, I never had any of those. No, but who would you put in your mouth of all those wrestlers?
None of them. Right. Who was Sasha Banks or Charlotte Flair or Lacey
Stone
Evans?
Cold?
Yeah.
Okay. Stone Cold, you wouldn't?
All right, go on.
All right.
Oh, by the way, I got to say, excuse me, guys. Songwriter Bill Ryder, Bill Withers passed away.
Who? Who died?
Oh, dude.
Bill Withers, the guy that wrote the song Lean On Me and Ain't No Sunshine, he died at 81 about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, jeez.
Actually, I take that back about a half hour ago. Pardon my French.
Okay, pardon your French.
That was French?
Okay.
I am French, Snitz.
Are you? French Canadian.
I like how, just observing at Jeffrey's home, they just use that couch as a dresser, basically, the couch in the living room. So all of the laundry just goes right onto that couch. So when someone needs an article of clothing, they just rummage around on the couch there. Probably saves a lot of time.
Are they all sharing clothes too, Robert?
Oh, he just turned off his camera.
Does it appear as though they're sharing clothes?
No.
I don't know. All right. Well, he turned off his camera.
I can't believe he did that.
We turn off his own.
They don't.
All right.
They don't have to fold clothes. That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Living easy, man.
Yeah. I hear that retailers are going to start selling sofas as marketing them as dressers, just the Jeffrey LaRocque way. I've got to take a break. We'll come back. We will wrap everything up, tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Heart Radio Station. WMMS.
Thanks to those on the front lines during this pandemic.
Doctors and medical professionals.
Grocery store workers.
Delivery workers and truck drivers.
Your heroic efforts make all the dumb stuff we do.
Oh my God.
Sound even stupider.
Who would do this?
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I noticed it during the last shizzy. It was pretty bad. A lot of people are saying that Doogie's P's and B's are popping, popping, popping. And that is, these headset mics, you can't have them right in front of your mouth. They just go crazy and they pop like that if you do. So, Charlie, same thing with you when you're on your headset. Dieter, same thing with you when you're on your headset.
Robert, I have a question. Can I borrow one of these microphones?
They're not mine. I mean, they're the radio station. So, do you have something to mount them to? They need that shock mount. So,
I'm going to look around here.
Those come off.
Yeah, I'm going to look around here.
All right.
I think that would be better because you guys were yelling about my breathing. And it's impossible to talk and not breathe, so I'm trying to figure out a different solution. And I think one of these might be way better.
Robert, I actually remember seeing where there are some shock mounts when we were getting some stuff. I don't know if you took it out in that little room. I know there are some mics and shock mounts. I don't know if those work in a drawer.
Remember you ordered those?
No, I don't think there's shock mounts. I think that those are the mic flags.
I thought there was a shock mount. Maybe I'm wrong, but I swear I saw a couple mics and a couple shock mounts in
there. I'll search around.
Didn't we order some, Rover?
What's that?
Didn't we order some? Dude, you needed one, and I needed one for my mic. I thought you ordered some a couple months ago. The shock mounts.
Not that I recall.
No, because the rubber bands keep snapping on theirs, and I think the engineers ordered them. But then the pandemic started, so I'm not sure. Looks like your rubber bands are still broken, Dieter.
Can you take the ones in your studio, Rover, and just box them up and send them to these guys to use for now?
I could, but you need something to mount them to. You need a.
That's what I'm saying. Put the whole arm in there. Can't you unscrew the arm and?
Oh, I don't know how hard that is. That arm is. No, that's.
It's four screws.
Man, you're a man's man. You gotta.
No, the way that these, I have different mounts than mine is a pole, and then the arm mounts into the pole, and it's a whole system. It's a major pain in the ass. And with this system, the cabling is internal, so it's, anyhow, it's a pain in the nuts. I would talk to the radio station, Charlie. Maybe they can sit.
Sass Keith. You want to have a conversation with me about shock mounts? Come on.
Just say, I'm not sure what we're doing about the shock mounts, man.
I'm not saying any of this.
We are going to get to the Friday leftovers in a few minutes on RMG Plus. We can't play videos on RMG Plus because it's just not set up to do that from here. Charlie, do you have any idea what we will be doing on the Friday leftovers, or are we winging it?
Well, I have an idea.
Yes.
Last week we did a tour of my house, Rover's house, Doogie's house, Jeffrey's house, but Dieter and Dumb were in the studio. Now these two are sitting at their homes, so we could continue.
Oh, all right. So, Rover's Morning Glory show and tell with Dumb and Dieter. Okay, all right.
I mean, that's just an idea. I'm throwing that out there.
Yeah. You almost kind of blew that, Charlie, by letting them know in advance.
Well, he asked me. I know.
I don't think I already haven't had her on the cleanup train all morning.
If you do not subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we start the Friday leftovers in just a few minutes. If you are in the Cleveland area, you can watch a telethon that our flagship station, 100.7 WMMS, is involved with. That is tomorrow night from 8 to 11 p.m. on CBS 19. You can watch that tomorrow night and help out the community as we deal with this COVID-19 pandemic. We will be back live on the show Monday morning. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Shelter in place. And I give that direction for my staff, especially Charlie, who can't stay at home.
I have plans this weekend.
Oh, what are your plans?
My plans are I downloaded a cool-ass ping pong game for my Oculus. So I'm going to be playing ping pong all weekend. And then tomorrow, I'm doing a big Zoom meetup with my friends.
Oh.
To play Jackbox, and that's all my plans are. What's up?
Can we play virtually Oculus to Oculus?
I actually think...
Because I have one of those.
Dumb. I think we might. So I got this game called, I think it's 11 Table Tennis. I believe that's what it's called. And, oh my God, it's seriously just like playing ping pong. It is awesome. See if you can get it. And I think
check
we
that
could
out.
Play each other.
Actually, on our end, my daughter and I have a ping pong net, and that's on our agenda to play on the dining room table.
Oh, that's awesome. Ping pong's so fun, and I forget how fun
it
is. And I was playing, Rover, you would love this because I know you're a ping pong master yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we're pretty much evenly, I'd say we're kind of even.
Yeah, I think skill I would levels. Kill you every time, yeah.
But this is really realistic. You put the headset on, and you're really playing ping pong. I mean, even those spin and serves and I mean everything it knows.
Now this is your virtual reality headset. Do you ever does your girlfriend ever catch you watching VR porn and then you have to pretend that you're playing that ping pong game?
Yeah, just the strokes get much longer.
All right, we've got to run. We will start the Friday leftovers in just a few minutes on RMG Plus. And for everyone who does not subscribe to Plus, we'll talk to you Monday morning. Have a great day. And a great weekend. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Bye.